watch over your path to enlightenment. Introducing British blues rock star Joanne Shaw Taylor, and she showcases her electrifying guitar chops, amplified by her magnificent sultry vocals.
I'm all messed up, man. I saw it. I was like, wait, am I tripping? Oh, it is, man. I'm just telling my wife that. Every day's a Monday.
Nozzle Olin is the official pest control provider of Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Nozzle Olin has 5 locations from Boca Raton to Vero Beach and can handle all of your pest control needs, from ants in your kitchen to the treatment of all types of termites. Nozzle Olin is the only pest control company to win the prestigious Golden Bee Award from the Better Business Bureau and is the leader in marine pest control. Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium is proud to have them as our official pest control provider. The WPBF 25 First Morning Weather Team is proud to be the official forecasters of Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Every day, you can trust them to keep you safe and informed. It is the only independently certified, most accurate weather forecast in South Florida.
There's a difference between saying you're most accurate and being most accurate. Every day, independent experts at WeatherRate analyze local stations' forecasts, and they determine who gets it right. WPBF 25, First Warning Weather.
Sod, shower, and beer store. The most accurate means you can trust us to prepare you first.
WPBF 25, First Warning Weather. South Florida's holding certified most accurate team. 9 years running.
South Florida, start with you, your energy, determination,
A new season, but the goal remains the same. This is Daytona Tortugas Baseball.
As Hines swings, deep drive, left field, Urbina back, and all he can do is turn and watch that one sail off the facing of the batting cages. Fifth, as De La Cruz, a line drive right field, that one's down for a base hit, and gets behind the glove of Gary Jr. Everybody's going to score. 2 runs in, Ellie on his way to third, he'll be in there sliding feet first. 2 runs in for Daytona, they've got a 2-0 lead. Ground ball to the second baseman, Callahan. This will do it, and the year of the no-hitter has made its way to Daytona Beach. 5 pitchers combine on a 1-0 no-hitter of the Jupiter Hammerheads, as the Tortugas have a dogpile in between the pitcher's mound and first base.
It's now time to come ashore with the Tortugas pregame show. Now, let's send it out to the ballpark and the voice of the Daytona Tortugas, Justin Rock.
Welcome back out here to Roger Dean and Chevrolet Stadium on this Friday night and game 5 of this 7-game series featuring your Daytona Tortugas and the homestanding Jupiter Hammerheads. Justin Rock with you here on the pregame show, leading you up until our 6:30 first pitch on this Friday evening. Daytona looking to take the lead in this
7-game set as Daytona putting up one of their best offensive performances of the season last night. Their second highest run total of the campaign, an 11-1 win over the Hammerheads. 9 of those 11 runs scored in their last two at-bats in the ballgame. The 10-run differential between Daytona and Jupiter last night, matching Daytona's largest win of the season and their largest in the second half of the campaign. Kevin Abel will make the start for Daytona tonight. Abel looking to bounce back 1-2, a 7.4 ERA. He'll go up against the Marlins' fourth-round pick. Marcus Johnson made two starts in the Florida Complex League before being added to the Hammerheads roster earlier this week. The fourth-round pick out of Duke will make his team debut here tonight. Logan Tanner had a big part of Daytona's big crooked numbers in the eighth and ninth innings, including the leadoff base hit prior to Edwin Arroyo's first home run in the organization as part of Daytona's big six-run eighth. He joins us next on the pregame show to talk about his adjustment to pro baseball, winning a national championship at Mississippi State, and much, much more. We'll also get you starting lineups and first pitch Daytona and Jupiter, Reds and Marlins in Florida State League Baseball coming up on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center, the only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach, now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Back here on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network in the pregame show, Justin Rock joined alongside one of the newest members of the Daytona offense. That is the talented catcher, Logan Tanner. Logan, you've been in Daytona Beach in the Florida State League for a little over 2 weeks or so now. How's the introduction been down here in Florida for you?
It's been fun, you know, meeting all these new guys and getting some new teammates and making new friends. It's been a good time and just getting adjusted to pro ball and what that's like every day, day in and day out, and getting to do that and living out my dream, so I can't complain.
What's it been like for you getting introduced to so many new people from so many different walks of life, so many different countries as well? It can be a little overwhelming, I'm sure, at times. What's it been like for you meeting all these new people and making, as you said, new friends?
I love it. You know, I have no complaints whatsoever. You know, you're going to meet people throughout your life, and the more people you know, the better connections you have. My mom always told me that's a good thing, so I think just meeting all these people and get to hang out with them and learn what they do and how they go about their day and stuff like that, I think it's really fun.
Adjusting to pro ball is never easy, but you played a lot of really high-class college baseball in the SEC at Mississippi State. How did your time with the Bulldogs down in Starkville help you prepare yourself for what you've experienced these last few weeks?
That was invaluable experience down in Starkville, playing with Mississippi State, and you know, we won a national championship, and being able to play for one of the better coaching staffs in the country, and playing with a bunch of talented players and playing against a bunch of talented players, it's just it really prepares you for coming out here and trying to get acclimated to pro ball, and I think it was a huge success, and I have no more to say about that.
Mississippi State had so much success there. It's awesome to win a national championship in any sport, but it becomes a little extra special when you win the first national championship for a sport, for a program. What was that like, getting a chance to be there in Omaha and be on the field for that final out, celebrate with your teammates, and bring that national championship back home to campus?
It was awesome. You know, finally bringing one back to Starkville, it was long overdue. And just being able to give that program that everything I had on and off the field, and being able to bring a national championship home to that community. They love their college baseball. So, I mean, I'm so thankful we were able to do that as a team and being able to do that for the city of Starkville.
You're a Mississippi guy. You went to Mississippi State. So many fun aspects about being a college athlete, but there's so much to it than just being a ball player. What was your favorite part about being a student athlete at Mississippi State outside of just being a ball player?
Definitely hanging out with my teammates, you know, off the field. I have some great stories that I probably can't tell on here with a bunch of my teammates.
Don't need anybody getting in trouble.
No, but just doing that and experiencing a couple of years and making friends that you're gonna have for the rest of your life. And you know, you get to hang out with those guys and then they move on to a new organization and you get to meet up with them down the road. I think that was probably the best part about it.
You talk about making new friends in the Reds organization here with the Tortugas as well, but that's going to be another really cool part about this pro baseball experience for you is getting to reconnect down the line with some of your teammates from this past year, from teammates from the past as well at Mississippi State. How excited are you for that opportunity down the road to get a chance to, you know, maybe face some of your old teammates on the mound and get a chance to rub some elbows with your old teammates as well elsewhere in the league and beyond?
I'm really excited about that, you know. I've seen a couple of the guys I've played and played with. So just getting to do that and see them and talk to them and ask them how they're doing and how they go about it. I mean, it's really cool. It's great. I can't complain.
People always talk about different adjustments when it comes to adjusting to professional baseball. People always like to talk about hitting and things like that. But there's always extra challenges when you're a catcher, not only defensively, but handling a pitching staff and working with new arms and new coaches and things of that nature. What's it been like for you defensively behind the plate, getting acclimated, and that was an impressive throw you made last night to throw out that runner stealing. How do you find ways to keep composed when a hitter is basically standing in the way of your throwing lane like that and being able to make plays sidearm like you did yesterday?
I think the most challenging part is getting used to the all the different guys you're going to catch and how their stuff moves and, you know, catching their bullpens and then how they like to pitch in a game, how do they like to be talked to and stuff like that. And I think that's been the most challenging part, but I mean, I feel like I've done a decent job. And then for the second part, I don't know, I just try to make a throw any way I can because I don't know, it's just something I've always been able to do. It's just something that's kind of engraved in me is just make the play no matter what. So, I mean, I just kind of come up with a new way if I have to on the spot. So it's just something that happens naturally.
And you were a really talented pitcher during your high school playing days before you went on to Mississippi State. Has any of your pitching experience during your amateur days helped you out at all in terms of your ability to throw and make plays from behind the plate?
Yeah, a little bit for sure. I think most of it comes from playing in the infield when I was younger. I didn't start catching full time till my sophomore year of high school. So I think just playing like third and shortstop and doing all that and learning how to throw from different angles is what really helped me. And then continuing to do that as I moved up, like taking ground balls during BP or practicing different angle throws when I'm throwing to get loose. And I think that's a big help and just keeping that ability to throw from different slots and move different ways has been huge.
The draft was a little over a month and a half ago or so now, taken in the second round by the Reds. What was that experience like for you when you finally got the phone call, saw your name flash across the screen that day, and how did you find ways to celebrate and enjoy and soak in that experience with your friends and family?
That was awesome. You know, I had a bunch of friends and family there, and having everybody there with me was a great experience. And, you know, we had a good time. We all hung out and just kind of talked after and had a good time. And, you know, that was a blessing, and I'm very excited to be a part of this Reds organization.
One final question for you, Logan. You go out there after the draft to the Reds draft camp. You get to meet all the fellow guys you were drafted with. Obviously came out today, Daytona Beach, with a couple other draftees. Some others have followed along in the days since. What was it like working in that draft camp, getting a chance to meet the fellow draftees and get a chance to come out with some other guys a part of the draft class and get to sort of make your maiden voyage and get your, you know, first experiences together as a group?
It's awesome. You know, you're getting drafted with these guys. You're going up through the organization with them and just getting to know them and becoming good friends. I mean, you live with some of them for 8 months a year. I mean, you live with them longer than you live with your family. So, I mean, I think it's awesome, and being able to experience it with those guys and know that we're all going through the same thing is really cool.
He's got Be Legendary tattooed on his right arm. He's had a legendary college career, and he's starting a legendary pro career as well. Logan Tanner, thank you so much for the time. Best of luck the rest of the season. Enjoy it. We'll be talking to you, my friend.
Thank you.
Come next to the pregame show, starting lineups and first pitch on the Tortugas Radio Network.
I'll take a Coke.
Is Pepsi okay?
Is Pepsi okay?
Is Pepsi okay? Ow! Our puppy's okay. He's a shooting star, okay?
Is the laughter of a small child okay?
Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something.
You will have
a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted, okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's... okay! Okay! Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go. Okay! Like Lil Jon. Okay. I've got to come up with my own catchphrase. Okay!
Swing over to LabCorp Daytona Beach and participate in a research study today. Compensation ranges from $500 to $12,000 for time and participation. Visit LabCorpClinicalTrials.com to find out how you can participate.
Thank you for listening to the Tortugas Pregame Show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to the first pitch to hear it before every Daytona Tortugas game. Now, back out to the ballpark and Justin Rock.
Welcome back out here to Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. First pitch coming up in just a matter of moments. Justin Rock back with you here on this Friday night. Let's take a look at tonight's starting lineups first for your Daytona Tortugas, put together by their skipper, Cookie Dawkins. Hector Rodriguez back in the lineup tonight. He'll lead off in center. Blake Dunn reached base six times yesterday. He will bat second in right. Trey Faltini back in the lineup. He'll hit third and play shortstop. Logan Tanner, our pregame guest, will clean up. He is behind the plate. Edwin Arroyo hit his first home run in the organization last night. He'll bat fifth in DH. Justin Boyd doubled yesterday. He'll bat sixth in left field. Wendell Marrero made 10 starts at first base in the Complex League. He'll make his first in Daytona tonight, batting seventh. Johnny Ascanio bats eighth at second base with Braylon Menier batting ninth at third. As for Jupiter, their starting lineup put together by their skipper, Angel Espada. Khalil Watson at short leads off. Jacob Berry, first-round pick, bats second and third. Joe Mack behind the plate in the three spot. Brady Allen, right fielder, cleans up. Jake Thompson, left fielder, hits fifth. Carlos Santiago came in for the injured E.D. Capé last night. He'll bat sixth at second base. Javier Sanoja is the DH in the seven hole. Torin Montgomery bats eighth at first base. And Anahuete Santos will be in the ninth spot in center field. Marcus Johnson making his Florida State League debut tonight. Johnson standing at 6'6", 200 pounds. Will turn 22 in December, a fourth-round pick out of Duke from Fontana, California. Hector Rodriguez will lead off against him. Lefty batter against the righty pitcher. Our first pitch of the ball game is low for ball one, and we are underway right on time at 6:30 Eastern. Rodriguez is so far in his Daytona career, 8 for his first 23 as this one slapped foul. It is 1-1. Rodriguez, four extra base hits, no homers, and two RBIs. The 1-1, and he chases the changeup down and in. It is quickly 1-2. Rodriguez has hit in all seven games he's played in with Daytona, has hit in all but one since coming over in the trade as he strikes out on the slider down and in. Marcus Johnson picks up the punch out in his first at-bat. On the hill as a hammerhead, and they will toss that ball out of play for safekeeping. And there is one out in the top of the first. Brings up Blake Dunn, reached base six times in Daytona's 10-run win last night. Blake was 2-for-2, doubled, drove in two runs, walked three times, and was hit by a pitch. And Johnson's curveball misses high. It's 1-0. Dunn reinstated off the IL earlier this week at 259 in 21 games. That one inside, it's 2-0. Dunn, seven extra base hits, two home runs, and eight RBIs. Also 11 for 11 in stolen base attempts. Johnson's 2-0, and Dunhammer's one in the air to left. Back goes Thompson to the warning track, looking up, and all he can do is turn and watch that one sail out by the Marlins' offices. Make that seven straight plate appearances in which Blake Dunn has reached base. His third home run as a Tortuga this year, his ninth RBI, and two batters into this Friday night. Daytona takes a 1-0 lead. 106 miles an hour off the bat, 391 feet. And Daytona has taken charge quickly on this Friday evening. So Dunn's first home run since coming off the IL brings up Trey Faltini with the bases empty. And Johnson spins a breaking pitch in for strike one. Faltini hitting at 241, 7-4 his first 29 in Daytona. Three doubles and six RBIs. This one inside outed to right. Coming in towards the line is Brady Allen with the sunglasses on. Makes the catch. Two out. Now it is our pregame guest, Logan Tanner. Red second-round pick out of Mississippi State started the ultimately game-clinching rally in the eighth inning last night with a first-pitch single. 4-4 his first 28 in eight games. The righty's first pitch, and Tanner takes the slider away for ball one. Tanner, a double, no extra base hits, no RBIs, has walked six times. The 1-0. And Johnson takes or issues low. It is two balls and no strikes. Defensive alignment behind the righty tonight. Left to right of the outfield, Jake Thompson, Anahuete Santos, and Brady Allen. Tall righty from the first base side, the 2-0. And Tanner in the air to center field. This one will stay in the ballpark for Santos. Shades to the right center field gap and uses two hands to make the catch and end the inning. But Daytona strikes first as Blake Dunn reaches base for the seventh straight time, clubbing a home run to left through a half. Daytona one and Jupiter coming to bat on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center, the only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach, now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Kevin Abel on the mound for Daytona this evening. This is the Jupiter lineup he'll face. A quick run through Watson, Berry, and Mack. The top of the order, Allen, Thompson, and Santiago. 4-6 with Sanoha, Montgomery, and Santos. Rounding out the Jupiter nine. Khalil Watson will lead off for Jupiter here in the bottom of the first inning, hitting at 223. In 70 games, has 22 extra base hits, 8 home runs, and 40 RBIs. And Abel's first pitch inside for ball one. Watson, 0-4 last night, did walk and score Jupiter's only run. As Kevin hits the top of the zone, it is one ball and one strike. Abel standing at 6'1", 200 pounds, 23 years old from San Diego, California, the 1-1. And Khalil takes down and in. It's 2-1. Abel joined Daytona's roster back in June, making his ninth appearance and fourth start, the 2-1. And Watson fouls it away. Two balls and two strikes. Abel 1-2 record, a 7.4 ERA. 20 hits in 20 and two-thirds innings, 23 walks and 37 strikeouts. The 2-2 breaking ball misses high. Snapped off a sharp breaking pitch, curveball atop the zone. And it's now full at 3-2. Payoff pitch, and Watson strikes out swinging. Got him on the high fastball. 89 up above the letters. And much like Marcus Johnson, Kevin Abel starts his night with a strikeout, one away. Brings up Jacob Berry. Hit a two-run home run in game two of Wednesday's doubleheader. Last night, 0-for-4, did walk in that contest. Berry hitting 240 in his first 20 games as Abel misses high. It's 1-0. Berry, three doubles, two homers, and 15 batted in. Kevin's 1-0, and Berry takes down by the shins. It's 2-0. Defensive alignment behind Abel tonight. Left to right in the outfield, Justin Boyd, Hector Rodriguez, and Blake Dunn. The 2-0. And this one flared into center field, and that one will get down for a base hit. Picking it up off the grass is Rodriguez. Jacob Berry with the Hammerheads' first hit. He's on with a one-out single. And now it is the catcher, Joe Mack. Had off last night, Joe, hitting at 222 in 25 games. Two doubles, two homers, 10 RBIs. First-round pick last year out of high school in upstate New York. 2-for-7 in this series with an RBI. And the righty's first pitch is a knee-high strike. It is 0-1. Umpiring crew here on this final Friday in August behind the plate. Calling balls and strikes, it is Justin Hopkins. The 0-1 in the dirt, 1-1. Nelson Fraley on the bases, ABS challenge system in effect today. So that means the home plate umpire manually calling balls and strikes. Each team with three challenges to the automated zone. Only the batter, the pitcher, and the catcher may initiate a challenge. It cannot come from the dugout. Is this a line drive? Caught at second by Ascanio. Low throw back to first, double play. A 108-mile-an-hour rocket off the bat of Joe Mack. Ascanio took a step to his right, made the play, and no chance for Berry to get back to first base on the line drive, twin killing. No runs, one hit, and nobody left after 1-1-0 Daytona on the Tortugas Radio Network. After a two-week road trip, the Tortugas return home to close out the season with six games against the Tampa Tarpons starting on Tuesday, September 6th. It all starts with the Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Daytona players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers Night presented by Conviva and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. Come hungry on Wednesday, September 7th for a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all you care to eat, hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thursday on September 8th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. Come find your lost shaker assault on Friday, September 9th with our Margaritaville night. We'll have live music, pregame discounts with a Friday night happy hour, and specialty uniforms. Stick around after the final out for our final first Friday fireworks extravaganza of the year. Arrive early on Saturday, September 10th for Bob Ross Bobblehead Night. The first 1,000 fans will receive a limited edition Bob Ross Bobblehead. Bring your pup to the Jack as well with our final Bark in the Park night of the campaign. We wrap up the series and the season on Sunday, September 11th with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Day, featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. We'll also host our first responders night, and the first 1,000 fans to the gates will receive a camo-themed hat courtesy of Daytona Beach International Airport. For tickets and more information on all promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com. Marcus Johnson out for his second inning of work as we head to the top of the second here at Roger Dean at Chevrolet Stadium. Daytona, a 1-0 lead. Fans, if you need to get your group to their big event, then ride with Escott Bus Lines, the official transportation partner of the Daytona Tortugas. Escott Bus Lines has provided organizations of all types with high-quality charter bus transportation since 1983. Edwin Arroyo to lead off, hit his first home run as a Tortuga last night in Daytona's 6th run eighth. And he takes the first pitch he sees today, low for ball one. Arroyo had a couple of hits, a double and a home run last night, drove in a pair. The 1-0, and Arroyo out in front of the off-speed. Change up that time from Johnson, it's 1-1. Edwin in Daytona, playing in his 19th game, hitting 194, 12 for 62. Six extra base hits, a homer, and eight RBIs. That one a breaking ball strike. 1-2. Defensive lineman again for Jupiter, left to right in the outfield, Thompson, Santos, and Allen. As Arroyo is down on strikes. Punched him out on the slider. Down and in, second straight inning in which Marcus Johnson has struck out the leadoff man. Brings up the left fielder, Justin Boyd. Boyd picked up a double last night in Daytona's victory. Was 1-for-4, also stole a base and walked. 4-for his first 35. This is 11th game, two doubles and an RBI. And the first pitch from Marcus called strike one. Third to first around the infield for Jupiter. Jacob Berry, Khalil Watson, Carlos Santiago, and Torin Montgomery. With Joe Mack doing the catching behind the plate, the 0-1. And Boyd takes low. It is 1-1. Hammerheads tonight wearing the home whites. Hammerheads arched across the chest in black. Black numerals on the back, orange border. As Boyd can't hit the curveball, it's 1-2. Orange piping around the collar down the front of the jersey. Johnson white pants all the way down below his ankles. The 1-2. And Boyd, a check swing foul ball towards the first base dugout. Popular cleats, Johnson wearing white and black Nike cleats with different neon hues down by the cleats. Yellow, pink, little neon green in there as well as Boyd strikes out swinging. Spins another curveball. Second straight strikeout for Johnson, over 2,900 RPMs on that breaking pitch. And there are two away, back-to-back strikeouts, third punch out overall. Bases empty and two out for Wendell Marrero. Had a season-high three-hit game last night. Was 3-for-5, scored three runs, doubled, and drove in one. As Johnson snaps a snapdragon for strike one. Marrero hitting at 274 in Daytona. Over 20 games for doubles and five RBIs, the 0-1. And another breaking ball strike, it's 0-2. Hammerheads tonight, black cap, black bill. Silver J fishhook logo on the front. The 0-2 pitch. And Marrero chases in front of the plate for strike three. Mack will throw down to first to complete the strikeout. But Marcus Johnson's second inning as a hammerhead, he strikes out the side in order. Does it on 12 pitches. At the end of 1.5 Daytona, a 1-0 lead on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex ticket plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use two tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use six tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. Or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Hey baseball fans, are you 60 and older and love coming out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark? Then be a part of the best ticket package in baseball with the Daytona Tortugas Silver Sluggers. What's included? You've got free parking, a complimentary t-shirt, a 10% Shell Shack discount, special offers at the concession stands, plus much, much more, in addition to tickets for 9 Tuesday evening ball games. So what are you waiting for? Sign up now by giving the Daytona Tortugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. That's 386-257-3172. Or visit us on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Brady Allen, a leadoff for Jupiter. Bottom of the second inning. Daytona, a 1-0 lead. And the right fielder takes high for ball one. Jupiter sent the minimum to the plate in the bottom of the first. Abel's 1-0. And Allen, a chopper up the third base line. It's 1-1. Brady hitting at 251. This is team leading 107th game. 26 extra base hits, 8 home runs. Leads the squad with 52 RBIs, the 1-1. And this one line down the right field line, a foul ball. It is 1-2. Daytona wearing the alternate dark green uniforms tonight. Tortuga is arched across the chest in white. Abel's 1-2. And that breaking ball hangs high. It's 2-2. White numerals front and back with a powder blue border. Black sleeves coming out either end of Abel's green jersey top. The 2-2. And Allen goes down and lines one to center. Over to his right, Rodriguez. And he'll make the catch for the first out. One away in the second inning. Brings up Jake Thompson. Thompson hitting at 294. This is 21st game, 10 doubles, a homer, 9 RBIs. And he swings through an elevated changeup. It's 0-1. Gray pants for Abel has him all the way down to his ankles. Green and powder blue piping along the side as Thompson sends one out of the stadium. Left-hand side, it's 0-2. Black and white New Balance cleats for Abel. Green cap, green bill with the white block D logo on the front. The 0-2 from the right-hander, and that one bouncing in front of the plate. It's a ball and two strikes. Right now here in Jupiter, 86 degrees, real feel at 93. Not much wind to speak of. American flag down the line and right at a standstill, the 1-2. And that snapped too far high. It is 2-2. Third baseman Manier off the line. The 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball low and away. It is a full count. Again, Daytona's a lineup defensively, left to right in the outfield. Justin Boyd, Hector Rodriguez, and Blake Dunn. From the wind, the payoff pitch. And Thompson strikes out swinging. Abel's big pitch, the changeup. Caught Jake leaning down and in. Second strikeout tonight for Abel. Two out in the inning. It brings up Carlos Santiago. Line to base hit to right. And his lone at-bat last night taking over for Yidi Capé as this one slapped into left center field. Long run to his right, Rodriguez. But the 18-year-old will run it down in the alleyway to retire the side. 1-2-3 goes Jupiter in the second on 12 pitches after two innings of play. 1-0 Daytona on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Sundays are for family fun days at the Jack. Come save a few dollars and be part of the Shell-tastic Family Club to close out your weekends. Sheldon's Family Fun Pack includes a general admissions ticket to every Sunday home game, a Tortugas cap, special food and drink vouchers, access to special events like Kids Run the Bases and Catches on the Field, plus your own membership card and more. Plans are $24 for kids and $48 for adults. Give our ticket office a phone call and join in on a baseball atmosphere for all ages by calling 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays presented by Bud Light are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Top of the third inning, Daytona in front by a run. Johnny Ascanio to lead off. He'll be followed by Braylon Menier, then the top of the order. As Ascanio takes the first pitch, Marcus Johnson low for ball one. Johnson struck out the side in order in the second inning, has K'd four through his first two innings in the league. Is this one a ground ball? Off the hands to second, to his left, Santiago. And from a step onto the outfield grass, makes the play on to first, one away. Brings up Braylon Menier. His second start in this series. 19-year-old third baseman, hitting .188 in 38 games. 22 for 117, four doubles, three homers, and nine RBIs. And he takes the first pitch off the plate in. Change up, it's 1-0. Johnson drafted out of Duke University in North Carolina. The pitch called strike on the outside corner. It's 1-1. Marlins' fourth-round pick made two starts in the Complex League, had an 0-1 mark. Gave up four runs on five hits and four and a third. As Menier out in front of another change, it's 1-2. Did strike out five, but walked four in those four and a third. 1-2 pitch, struck him out swinging. Foul tip into the glove of Mack. Spun a slider towards his back leg. Fifth strikeout for Johnson tonight.
The center fielder, number two, Hector Rodriguez.
He's retired seven in a row since giving up the home run to Dunn. Back to the top of the order in Hector Rodriguez. Rodriguez struck out, a rarity for him this season, his first time up. First pitch from the big righty is high, 1-0. Johnson at Duke this past year moved into the rotation for the first time, was a reliever. His first two collegiate campaigns, the 1-0. Fastball strike at 93, it's 1-1. Had an up-and-down season, had a 1-8 record, a 5.61 ERA, did strike out 76 in 69 innings as Rodriguez leaning at a changeup, it's 1-2. Had a great season in 2021. Out of the bullpen, at a 3.05 ERA, helping Duke to their first ever ACC tournament championship. Rodriguez strikes out on the change, down and in, and Marcus Johnson has now punched out six hitters through three innings in his Hammerheads debut. No runs, no hits, nobody left after two and a half. Still a 1-0 Daytona lead on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Tortugas are always looking to make a positive impact. That's why every Tuesday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging. Every Tuesday night at the Jack, Tortugas players and coaches will don special pink-tinted uniforms as the franchise raises money and awareness in the never-ending fight against breast cancer. Nothing can be better than an evening of baseball under the lights and supporting a noble cause. To purchase your Breast Cancer Awareness Night tickets today, give the Tugs box office a call at 386-257-3172 or visit them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Bottom of the third, Daytona in front, 1-0. 7-8 and 9 due up for the Hammerheads in the frame. Sanoha, Montgomery, and Santos. Three set to bat against Abel. Sanoha to lead off. And the DH takes the breaking pitch outside for ball one. Sanoha hitless in this series. Made the start at second base last night, the 1-0. And Abel spikes that one in the dirt. It is two balls and no strikes. Sanoha hitting at 220 in 61 games. 10 extra base hits, 3 homers, 21 batted in. As this one powered in the air right center field, long run back into his left for Dunn, and this one's over his head and onto the warning track. He'll pick it up. Sanoha's on his way to third. Relay throw by Ascanio, late and not in time. It's a leadoff triple for Javier Sanoha, his third three-base hit of the season. 95 miles an hour off the bat, and Jupiter with a man at third and nobody out. Has got it over the head of Dunn in the right center field gap. And Sanoha hustling out of the box. Got a good beat around second base. And the accurate throw, not enough to get him. Time called. The base umpire saying something to Kevin Abel, not sure. Base umpire said something pointed towards both dugouts. Not exactly sure what was said. So now it's Torin Montgomery. And he fouls the first pitch into the glove of Tanner. It's 0-1. Torin hitting at 235 in his first 20 games. 5 doubles, a homer, 11 driven in. The 0-1. And Tanner blocks that one, sliding to his right. It's 1-1. Top of the 7 o'clock hour, Justin Rock with you on the Tortugas Radio Network. Daytona a 1-0 lead on Blake Dunn's home run. Sanoha has led off the inning with a triple. He's at third with nobody out. 1-1. That one high and tight, and Montgomery ducks out of the way. 90-mile-an-hour fastball, it's 2-1. Wind up the 2-1, and Kevin misses outside, try to spin a cut fastball. Count moves to 3-1. Montgomery, 2-for-8 in this series, has walked 3 times and been hit by a pitch. 3-1, and Abel misses inside for ball 4. So the first two have reached against Abel to start the third inning. And Jupiter with runners at the corners for Anahuete Santos. Santos making his second start in center field in this series. Hitting at 202 in Jupiter. This is 59th game, 37 for 183. 11 extra base hits, 1 home run, and 21 RBIs. Corners are in, middle infield at double play depth. And the first pitch, Santos out in front of the changeup. It is 0-1. Santos rejoined the Hammerheads roster back on August the 13th. Since he's returned, just 1-for-23 at the plate, the 0-1. And Santos takes a chest-high strike. It's 0-2. And he's going to challenge the call. First challenge of the night for Jupiter. And the call is overturned to a ball, and so Jupiter will keep their challenge. Jupiter burned through all their challenges before the end of the fifth inning last night. 1-1. Abel misses outside 2-1. Go back and look at that one strike pitch. Did miss up and away. Abel's 2-1, and this one is soft ground ball to second, could be 2. Shuffle on a second for 1. Faltini back to first, double play. 4-6-3 twin killing. Sanoha will score to tie the game, but the bases are empty and 2 out. We are even now at 1. Well turned up the middle by Ascanio. Faltini and the first baseman, Marrero. No RBI on the double play for Santos. And Watson fouls it into the seats. It's 0-1. Watson struck out his first time, 0-for-1 tonight. Khalil 5-for-16 in this series. It's coming off the injured list. As Kevin misses high, it's 1-1. Abel has struggled since being reinstated off the IL. Placed on the IL back on July the 26th. Reinstated before the start of Daytona's two-week homestand. As Watson takes inside, it's 2-1. Abel had walked 10-4 and two-thirds innings in his previous three outings coming into tonight. Watson hits one in the air to left. Racing in and to his right is Boyd. In the direction of the foul line, makes the catch over his left shoulder to end the inning. So Jupiter picks up a leadoff triple and gets that run across. But Abel, a nice job to limit the damage and keep it to just one. We are through three, 1-1 our score on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
There is no greater show in Daytona Beach than a Firework Friday at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, the first Friday night home game of each month during the Tortugas 2022 campaign. Will conclude with a magnificent firework extravaganza over the Halifax River that will light up the night sky. In all, the Tugas will have 7 firework shows throughout the course of the upcoming season. So don't wait. Secure your 9-inning vacation with a side of fireworks right now by giving the Tortugas box office a phone call at 386-257-3172 or by logging on to DaytonaTortugas.com.
Blake Dunn put Daytona on the board in the top of the first inning. Smashed the third pitch he saw out beyond the left field fence for a home run. He has reached in 7 straight plate appearances dating back to last night. And Johnson's first pitch of the fourth is low for ball one. Johnson, since giving up that home run, has retired the last 8 hitters consecutively. A 1-0 to Blake. And the fastball runs high. It's 2-0. Take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard here in the top of the fourth inning. Let you know what's going on across the Florida State League this evening. The 2-0. And Dunn takes a called strike. It is 2-1. Busy slate of games in the FSL, but the other inhabitant of this ballpark will not play today. As that high, 3-1. The Mets and Cardinals rained out tonight, postponed due to wet grounds. 30 minutes down the road in St. Lucie as Dunn takes up and in for ball four. Make that 8 straight plate appearances in which Blake Dunn has reached base, draws a 5-pitch walk, and he remains the only Tortuga to reach against Johnson tonight. So the speedster on to start the inning. Brings up Trey Faltini, flied out to right in the first. But the Mets and Cardinals will try and play a doubleheader tomorrow starting at 4 o'clock. Apparently a pop-up cell surprised everyone there and flooded the field. This one a lazy fly ball into right. Out is the second baseman Santiago Allen coming in towards the line. Makes the catch above his black lid. One out.
Catcher number 18, Logan Tanner.
So second fly ball to the opposite field for Faltini tonight. Now it's Logan Tanner. Retired on an air out to center field for the final out of the first inning. But with the Mets and Cardinals postponed, 3 other games on the docket tonight, and they've got Dunn picked off, and the throw to first missed by Montgomery. Hits off the sidewall and jets into right field, and Dunn easily at third base standing. Dunn, 11 for 11 on stolen base attempts this year. I don't know if Dunn's hesitation off the bag caused Montgomery to lose sight of the baseball for a second. Well, that ball whizzed by him and up the line. And Dunn going first to third on the errant pickoff throw. Jupiter will bring the infield in. As Dunn now at third with the go-ahead run. And the pitch to Logan. Low for ball one. Clearwater and Tampa playing tonight at BayCare Ballpark. Tarpons a 3-1 lead going to the bottom of the third inning. As Tanner, tomahawks one high to the right side. Allen a long run towards the bullpen mound. But that one foul on the warning track. It's 1-1. Justin Crawford, Phillies' first-round pick, the son of former All-Star Carl Crawford, making his second straight start since being added to the Threshers roster earlier this week. Spencer Jones, the Yankees' first-round pick, has an RBI in that game. 1-1, and Tanner takes that one low, 2-1. Tyrone Yuley starting for the Tarpons. Jordy Martinez on the mound for the Threshers. Tie game at one with one out in the fourth. The 1-1 pitch. That one in the dirt. Kicks to the right of the catcher, Mac, and Dunn did not get a good read on it. Now a lazy pop flow towards the plate. Goes up the third baseline. And now Dunn will score. Mac, I imagine, assumed that Dunn was coming with his speed from third base. Tried flipping it over to the pitcher. Johnson coming home to cover. But that ball, I don't know if he got stuck in his hand or put too much air underneath it, but it sailed over his head. And as soon as it got over Johnson, Dunn was off to the races and scored without a play. So Daytona back in front 2-1 as Tanner takes a called strike, makes it a full count. So the second error of the inning allows Daytona to regain the lead as Tanner takes low for ball four. Logan on base for the seventh straight game. And Daytona with one on and one out for Edwin Arroyo.
Designated hitter number 15, Edwin Arroyo.
Worth noting, by the way, that the error on the pickoff throw not given to Johnson on the throw. As Arroyo fouls the first pitch out of play. It is 0-1. The error actually charged to the first baseman, Torin Montgomery, on the missed catch. The 0-1 to Edwin. And a back foot slider. As Arroyo out in front, it's 0-2. Middle of the second in Bradenton. Actually now into the bottom of the second in Bradenton. Blue Jays took over sole possession of first place in the West last night. Looking to extend their lead. They have a 5-0 lead. Five runs in the top of the second for the Blue Jays as Arroyo down swinging. Got him on the slider. Arroyo asking the home plate umpire whether or not that was his strike he swung at. And Johnson, another K this evening. Two out in the fourth. Seventh strikeout for Johnson tonight. Justin Boyd was one of those 7K victims. He will come to the plate with one on and two out. A run in for Daytona in the inning. And Boyd takes low for ball one. Lefty up and throwing in at Jupiter's bullpen. I do believe that is Dale Stanovich. Tanner leads off first. 1-0. And Boyd takes below the knees, 2-0. But elsewhere in the circuit, Dunedin at 5-0 lead. First career home run off the bat of Peyton Williams at a 2-run home run. Luis Peralta already chased from his start for Bradenton. As Boyd Can't hit the slider. It's 2-1. Lazaro Estrada making the start for the Blue Jays tonight. Henry Davis, last year's number one overall pick, batting third and catching as part of a minor league rehab assignment. 2-1 to the second round pick. And Boyd, it takes down and away for ball three. Only other game tonight is the one in Fort Myers. Mighty Muscles and Flying Tigers are scoreless through one. Brock Stewart on a rehab assignment getting the start for Fort Myers. Jake Miller getting the ball to the lefty for Lakeland. As Boyd drives one down the left field line, hooking towards the corner. That one bangs off the wall. On his way to third is Tanner. He'll be held up there. Justin Boyd has his second straight game with a two-base hit. His third double in Tortuga Green. And Daytona with runners at second and the third and two out. ...103 miles an hour off that major fun signage just to the right of the left field pole. And Glenn Dishman, the pitching coach, out to the mound to talk with the right-hander. Stanovich up and readying down the line for the Hammerheads. He was supposed to pitch in game two of Wednesday's doubleheader in the seventh inning, but was barred from entering the contest, or at least throwing a pitch, because Jupiter forgot to put him on the lineup card prior to that game on Wednesday night. And so they had to bring in Yuri Jimenez to get the final three outs. And I guess you would call it a good break for the Hammerheads. Jimenez needed just four pitches to get the game's final three outs in the seventh. Second and third, two out. Wendell Marrero struck out his first time up. And the first pitch he sees from Johnson tries to get to Anita, hit the breaking ball. But comes up empty, it's 0-1. Daytona a run in on one hit. Couple of walks in the fourth. The 0-1, another back foot slide piece, it's 0-2. Johnny Ascanio, second baseman, waiting on deck. Blue skies overhead. Some thin white clouds high up in the atmosphere. The righty's 0-2. And Marrero strikes out swinging. Got him on the back foot slider. And Johnson with eight strikeouts through four innings in his Hammerhead debut tonight. But Daytona picks up a run on one hit, two errors, and two men left. At the end of three and a half, Daytona 2 and Jupiter 1 on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the oceanfront lounge and restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex Ticket Plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use two tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use six tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Jacob Berry to lead off for Jupiter in the bottom of the fourth inning. Takes a called strike. It's 0-1. Berry, Mack, and Allen do up in the frame. Daytona in front by a tally 2-1. Berry singled his first time, erased on a double play. And that pitch down and in, it's 1-1. Daytona going to challenge. And the call on the field. Umpire's got to do a better job of making the signal to everyone else in the crowd. He's telling both dugouts what the call is, but no one else in the audience knows what the call was. That one fouled up the line. It's 1-2. I imagine the call was upheld, but nobody knows. Had this issue earlier in the season. Frustrating to say the least, as Berry checked his swing, could not hold up. Strike three. And Abel picks up a strikeout. So, that challenged pitch, a moot point for the moment. One away in the bottom of the fourth for Joe Mack. Kevin Abel's third strikeout tonight. Mack lined out to second into a double play that ended the first inning. Righty against lefty. And the young catcher takes a called strike one. Looking at the FSL standings so far this evening, Daytona firmly back as there is a called strike. It's 0-2. Now Mack is going to challenge this one.
Challenge call is overturned. Ball is the call.
And a call is overturned to a ball. Again, no hand signals, but announcement, at least this time over the public address, is the 1-1, a ground ball up the middle and past the diving glove of Faltini to his left to base hit. Joe Mack aboard with a one-out single. 105 miles an hour, worm burning into center field. And Jupiter, a one-out base runner for Brady Allen. Allen flied out to center his first time up. 0-1 tonight. Abel from the stretch. And the first pitch of the at-bat misses high for ball one. But looking at the second half standings with a little less now than 2.5 weeks left in the season. 1-0. And this is a double play ground ball to short. Faltini on his second for one. Ascanio, the easy play on to first. Good stretch by Marrero, just his 11th career game at first base. But a double play quells the one-out single. No runs, one hit. Nobody left on the twin killing. At the end of four, it's Daytona 2 and Jupiter 1 on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Okay, is Pepsi okay? Ow! Our puppy's okay. He's a shooting star, okay?
Is the laughter of a small child okay?
Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something.
You
will have a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted, okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's okay! Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go.
Okay.
Like Little John. Okay. I've got to come up with my own catchphrase.
Okay.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays, presented by Bud Light, are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Well, Well, went to the main press box to try and find out whether or not Daytona still has three challenges or two challenges, and the answer is nobody knows. So we'll see what happens the rest of the night. Going to the bullpen for Jupiter here in the top of the fifth inning. Brings up Dale Stanovich. Call to the bullpen for the Hammerheads. Finally getting a chance to pitch in this series. Johnny Ascanio, Braylon Menier, Hector Rodriguez, the 3-2 up in the frame. And the first pitch to Johnny up and away for ball one. Ascanio switching over to bat from the right-hand side against the southpaw. Grounded out to second in his first plate appearance. Stanovich from the third base side of the mound. And that one low. It is 2-0. Stanovich standing at 5'11", 175 pounds, 23 years old from Amsterdam, New York. Eighth round pick of the Marlins out of Rutgers in New Jersey, the 2-0. And Ascanio takes down and in for ball three. Stanovich was supposed to pitch, as we said, in game two to close out the game on Wednesday night, but was not on the lineup card and was not allowed to enter the game. As Ascanio takes a strike at the letters, it's 3-1. Numbers for Stanovich in Jupiter, making his sixth appearance, 0-2, a 6.35 ERA. The lefty's 3-1, and Ascanio a ground ball behind third. Knocked down by Berry behind the bag. Gathers throw to first late. Ascanio beats out the throw. We'll see how that one is scored. Looks like it will go down as a base hit. And Daytona with the leadoff man on to start the fifth inning.
The third baseman, number 16, Braylon Menier.
Braylon Menier struck out his first time. He is 0-1. Stanovich, 7 hits in 5 2/3 innings. Has walked 2 and struck out 4. Last really pitched in a game on Sunday in Dunedin. Took to loss in that ball game. Gave up 3 runs in 2/3 of an inning. As Menier takes up and away, it's 1-0. Final line for the Hammerhead starter tonight. That was Marcus Johnson. In his debut, 4 innings, 2 runs, both earned on 2 hits. 2 walks and 8 strikeouts as Menier goes fishing for the pitch down and in. Goes to a knee to try and hit it. Comes up empty, it's 1-1. Johnson did give up the home run to Dunn in the first inning. 57 pitches, 36 strikes, but an impressive debut for Marcus Johnson. Lights have flickered on here at the stadium. Throw over to first, and Ascanio dives back. Action in Daytona's right field bullpen. That is Carson Rudd. The 1-1 from Dale, and Menier a ground ball back up the middle. Diving play by the shortstop Watson. Throw to second in time. I don't know if Ascanio was going full tilt all the way, if he thought that ball was going to get through into center field. But a great diving stop by Watson to keep that ball not only from trickling into center for a hit, but to flip that ball from his chest onto the second baseman Santiago to get the lead runner. So Menier robbed of a base hit on the 6-4 fielder's choice. One away for Hector Rodriguez, who has struck out twice tonight. And the lefty's first pitch fouled away. It is 0-1. Looking at the league standings at this point, Palm Beach, after their win last night, now a game up on the Mets in the East. Jupiter in third place, 5 games back, the 0-1. And Rodriguez saucers one into right field. Another base hit. He has a knock in all 8 games he's played with Daytona. And the Tortugas with 2 on and 1 out.
The right fielder, number 4, Blake Dunn.
Brings up Blake Dunn. Has now reached in 8 straight plate appearances dating back to yesterday. Walked and scored last inning thanks to a pair of errors. Has also homered tonight. And now the catcher, Mack, out to the mound to talk with Stanovich. But should St. Lucie win the second half like they did the first half, would then revert to the second best overall record. And right now the Cardinals a one-game lead over the Hammerheads for that distinction. As for the West Division, Dunedin a half-game lead over the Blue Jays. Dunedin, the hottest team in the circuit. They have won 9 of their last 10 entering play tonight and already have a 5-1 lead in the third inning. First pitch to Dunn. Strike inside corner at 91. It's 0-1. Well, Bradenton a half game back of the Blue Jays. Tampa in third, 1.5 back. Lakeland in fourth place, 5 games behind. As Dunn takes down and in, it's 1-1. Meniere reached on the fielder's choice. He's at second. Rodriguez singled. He is the man at first. The 1-1. And Dunn takes low, 2-1. Stanovich pitching in the Big Ten at Rutgers. Attended quite a few different schools before closing out his college career. As this one slapped into center field, another hit for Dunn. Stopping at third, Meniere had to wait to make sure that ball got through. 9 straight plate appearances for the native of Saugatuck, Michigan, in which he has reached base safely.
The shortstop, number 17, Trey.
And now Daytona with the bases loaded. And one out. Trey Faltini will be the hitter. Has flied out twice to right tonight. Meniere at third, Rodriguez at second, Dunn at first. The first pitch to Faltini bouncing off the plate. Smothered by Mack, it's 1-0. But Stanovich pitched at Herkimer County Community College in New York, Hudson Valley Community College in Troy, New York, and a brief stint at Marshall University in West Virginia before ending up at Rutgers. As Faltini takes low. 2 balls and no strikes. Stanovich at a 2.62 ERA and 10 saves out of the bullpen for the Scarlet Knights this year. Was also a position player for a brief period of time. 2-0. And Trey looks at a called strike 1. Bases loaded, 1 out. Top of the 5th inning. Daytona in front, 2-1. Mix of blue sky and clouds on this twilight Friday evening. The 2-1. And Faltini, a foul ball out of the stadium. First base way, it's 2-2. Bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. Here in the East, Justin Rock with you on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network. The 2-2 pitch. And Faltini, a jam shot into center field. Should be deep enough to get the run in from third. Santos makes the catch. Bluffing a tag from second is Rodriguez. Scoring from third is Meniere. It's a sacrifice fly for Trey Faltini, his 7th career RBI. And Daytona takes a 3-1 fifth inning lead.
Catcher number 18, Logan Tanner.
Runners remain at first and second with 1 out, or rather 2 out for Logan Tanner. Tanner has flied to center and struck out tonight. Rather, and walked, excuse me. He is 0 for 1. Lefty sets down by the waist and time call. Daytona a run in on 3 hits in the inning. And Logan Tanner takes off the plate for ball 1. Stanovich, all Big Ten first team. The 1-0. And Logan out of the SEC takes outside. It is 2-0. Stanovich the 2-0. And Logan takes high ball three. Edwin Arroyo. Switch hitting shortstop is on deck. Lefty going to start loosening down the line for Jupiter. Stanovich up over 20 pitches in the inning. The 3-0 shuffled across at 90. It is 3-1. Tortugas in the dark green. Jupiter in the home whites. Rodriguez at second, Dunn at first. The 3-1. And Logan takes high for ball four. Second time Tanner has walked tonight, and Daytona has loaded the bags again. Joe Mack out to have another discussion with Stanovich. And the pitching coach, Glenn Dishman, will go out there to join them as well. Marlins made a fairly surprising roster move earlier today. Kim Ng, the Marlins general manager, announcing that first baseman Jesus Aguilar had been designated for assignment by the club in 45 home runs over three seasons with Miami. Hoping to get claimed and hop on to help out a contender. Numbers not bad for Aguilar this year, just not quite at the level that he had been playing at the last number of seasons. Batting average down about 30-some-odd points from last season. OPS down 100 points as well. Did have 15 home runs in 113 games. Edwin Arroyo with the bases loaded at two out. And first pitch swinging rolls it foul towards the third base coach's box. Arroyo from the left-hand side of the plate tonight, 0-2, struck out in both of his trips. It was awesome watching him homer last night with his whole family, or a whole lot of it, sitting behind Daytona's on deck circle, the 0-1. And Arroyo takes low. It's 1-1. Grandparents flying in from Puerto Rico to take in the sights. The 1-1, and Arroyo lines one past the diving glove of Watson in a left field, a base hit. One run in. Here comes Dunn to the plate. Throw in, cut off by Berry. It's a two-run single for Edwin Arroyo. His ninth and tenth RBIs in Tortuga Green, and Daytona's opened up a 5-1 fifth inning lead. Watson dove as far as he could, stretching out to his right, but the ball sizzling over his webbing. And Dunn got a great read. Throw never made it all the way through to the plate. And the Tortugas, a crooked number in the fifth, have a four-run advantage. Justin Boyd, the eighth man to bat against Stanovich in the inning. Tanner went station to second. Arroyo is at first. Edwin now 77 total single-A RBI this year. And Justin takes high for ball one. Boyd doubled into the left field corner last inning, was stranded at second. The 1-0. And Boyd takes up and in. Two balls and no strikes. Marlins haven't made any announcements on Garrett Cooper. He was with the Hammerheads for the first two games of this series on a major league rehab assignment, coming back from a concussion. The 2-0. Off the end of the bat, foul. It's 2-1. Everybody clap your hands. All reports is that Cooper's locker here in Jupiter is essentially cleaned out. So you wonder if his return imminent, causing the DFA of Aguilar. The 2-1. Bouncing in front of the plate. Kicks to the right of the catcher, Mack. But Tanner couldn't get a good read, and he'll stay put at second base. With the count 3-1. This likely to be Stanovich's final batter, at the very least in this inning. Up over 30 pitches in the frame. And a left-hander has been warming for a good chunk of time out and left. Want to say that is Manuel Medina, who has already made one scoreless appearance in this series. Three runs in for Daytona on four hits in the fifth, the 3-1. And Boyd sends it straight back. It's 3-2. Calm, quiet night here in the southeast corridor of the Sunshine State. Payoff pitch, and that one's low for ball four. Justin Boyd works a walk. He's on base for the second straight time, and Daytona has him loaded for the third time in this inning. And that'll be all tonight for the left-hander Stanovich. Nate Michaelis out of the third base dugout for the Hammerheads. He's been making the pitching changes in this series, and they will bring in a separate southpaw to face the ninth batter for Daytona in the frame. Tortugas have scored three times on four hits. They're trying to make it even larger. Bases loaded, two out, a 5-1 Daytona lead when we return. Play on in the top of the fifth on the Tortugas Radio Network.
There is no greater show in Daytona Beach than a Firework Friday at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, the first Friday night home game of each month during the Tortugas 2022 campaign. Will conclude with a magnificent firework extravaganza over the Halifax River that will light up the night sky. In all, the Tugas will have seven firework shows throughout the course of the upcoming season. So don't wait. Secure your nine-inning vacation with a side of fireworks right now by giving the Tortugas box office a phone call at 386-257-3172 or by logging on to DaytonaTortugas.com.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center, the only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach, now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Wendell Marrero will face Manuel Medina with the bases loaded. Three runs in already for the Tortugas in the inning. Wendell has struck out twice tonight. And the first pitch Medina throws, breaking pitch for a called strike one. Marrero, ninth man to come to bat in the inning. Logan Tanner at third. Edwin Arroyo at second. Justin Boyd is at first. The 0-1. And Wendell takes high. It is 1-1. Medina, standing at 5'10", 140 pounds from Ciudad Ojeda in Venezuela, won't turn 21 until next March. Making his second appearance with the club. 1-1, and Marrero, pop fly in to left, racing in after coming back was Thompson. Dives, can't make the catch off of his glove. Ball was in front of him, thought it was behind him. All three runs are going to score, and Marrero's going to end up at second base standing. Outstanding hustle by Justin Boyd to score all the way from first base on that sinking fly ball in a shallow left field. We'll see how this one is scored. It looks like it'll be a three-run double, and Daytona takes an 8-1 fifth-inning lead. For the second straight night, Daytona has hung a six up in one of their half innings. An outstanding effort by Thompson. His first step was back. Tried to race in and make an incredible sliding catch where the ball just deflected off of his mitt and plopped in front of him. And Justin Boyd never stopped running at full speed, scored all the way from first. As Ascanio flare, right center field. But this one will hang up for Allen in and to his right. And he'll make the catch to end the inning. But Daytona explodes for six runs on five hits and one man left at the end of four and a half. Daytona 8 and Jupiter 1. You're listening on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Belly Buster Wednesdays are returning to East Orange Avenue.
Starting at just $14 a ticket, you can enjoy all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and of course, delicious, cheesy Marco's Pizza. Want to purchase a Belly Buster upgrade at the box office on game day? No problem. For just $4, you can add a Belly Buster to any Wednesday game ticket. Don't miss out on the mouth-watering goodies and jaw-dropping plays at Jackie Robinson Ballpark this summer. Get your Belly Buster Wednesday tickets today by calling the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or purchase them on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Take the field before the first pitch with your favorite Tortugas players as a part of our Field of Dreams package. Starting at $16 a person, fans receive a general admission ticket, a standard food voucher, and a Tortugas hat. Field of Dreams spots are going quickly, so be sure to act today. To purchase your Field of Dreams package today, call the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or log on to DaytonaTortugas.com for more information.
Tortugas, a 7-run lead going to the bottom of the fifth inning. Carson Rudd will come on in relief of Kevin Abel. What a great outing from Kevin. His last three performances off the IL. Very shaky, but tonight back to his old self. Four innings, one run on three hits. Most importantly, just one walk. Struck out three, 49 pitches, 26 strikes. Great to see Kevin back doing his thing the way we know he can on this Friday evening. Rudd's first pitch to Jake Thompson is high for ball one. Rudd standing at 6'4", 192 pounds. 1-0, and Thompson takes another fastball up. It's 2-0. Rudd will turn 24 next month from Agoura Hills, California. Undrafted free agent out of Stanford during the pandemic. The 2-0. High ball three. Thompson struck out in his first at-bat. Rudd making his sixth appearance since rejoining Daytona. The 3-0. And Rudd takes and issues a called strike one. Rudd, a 1-0 record, a 2.77 ERA, his fifth appearance out of the bullpen. Is 3-1, and Thompson off the hands. It's 3-2. Rudd has given up just four hits in 13 innings with 10 walks and 21 strikeouts. A dog night here in Jupiter. They're having some fun in the press box playing a doorbell to see how many dogs they can get barking as Thompson barks at that high fastball, and Rudd bites him with strike three. So Carson battles back from behind in the count 3-0 to pick up his first strikeout of the night. One away in the bottom of the fifth inning brings up Carlos Santiago. Santiago flied out to center his first time, 0-for-1 tonight. Righty's first pitch is at the chest for a called strike one. Rudd, last three times out, he has been extremely impressive since coming off the IL. Well, actually, the last two times out, I stand corrected. Is that curveball high? It's 1-1. But his last two outings, five innings, three walks, nine strikeouts, no hits. In layman's terms, that'll play. We'll play. If I can get the words out of my mouth. 1-1 inside. It's 2-1. Rudd started the season at High A Dayton. Joined Daytona back on July the 12th. Had a week and a half stint on the injured list. The 2-1. And Santiago pops it straight up in the air. Tanner doesn't see it. Calling for it now up the third baseline. Braylon Menier slides out of the way as Tanner lunges forward. And on the grass on the foul side of the third base chalk line, Tanner makes the play. Two out. Great communication between Tanner and Menier to make sure that ball did not drop. Two down in the inning for Javier Sanoja. Something that gets overlooked quite a bit at the pro level. That's why it's taught a lot at the younger levels, is a triple hitting Javier Sanoja takes outside for ball one. Daytona going to challenge the call. And the call, I believe, is upheld. And indeed it is. Shout out to Jay on the PA mic, relaying the message to all of us. As Sanoja takes high, it's 2-0. So by my record keeping, Jupiter has still gone perfect on all their challenges tonight. Daytona has at least missed one. As Sanoja tied up with a fastball in, it's 2-1. But things I've realized working in pro ball, how important communication is defensively. Doesn't matter if it's single A ball, double A ball, major league ball, it's important. As that foul back, it's 2-2. Especially when you got a group of guys at this lower level playing together for, in many cases, the first time, or the amount of times being rather small. Is this a ground ball back up the middle and off the mound in a center field, a hit? Think that ball avoided the heel of Rudd, came close to it. But Javier Sanoja has his second hit tonight. He's a double and a home run short of the cycle. And Jupiter a two-out base runner in the fifth inning for Torin Montgomery. Montgomery walked, was erased on a double play back in the third. That brought in Jupiter's only run. One on, two out, Daytona an 8-1 lead on this Friday night. Rudd from the first base side, the pitch. That snaps down and away, slider. It is 1-0. Sanoja takes his lead off of first. Pause the 1-0. And Montgomery looks at a slider strike. Chest high, it's 1-1. It's funny. It's interesting now, especially now that the pitch clock has been enforced more here at the minor league level, especially this season, as the 1-1 jam shot foul into the first base seats. It's 1-2, but been watching a lot of baseball during this road trip. Love having the MLB TV package, being able to watch whatever late game. Last night it was the Yankees and A's. The Cubs and Cardinals on here at the stadium earlier this week. But it's really funny now hearing these broadcasters at the major league level talk about how these guys coming up from the minors, as Rudd misses off the plate away, it's 2-2. And how the pitchers who have come up from AAA work at such a fast pace, because they're used to being followed and infracted upon with the pitch count or the pitch clock. Is this one a jam shot to first? Handcuffs Marrero, but able to make the play on the heel of his mitt and take it to his left to step on the first base bag and end the inning. We'll pick up that thought when we come back. No runs, one hit, one left after five. Daytona an 8-1 lead on the Tortugas Radio Network. After a two-week road trip, the Tortugas return home to close out the season with six games against the Tampa Tarpons starting on Tuesday, September 6th. It all starts with the Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Daytona players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers Night presented by Conviva and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. Come hungry on Wednesday, September 7th for a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza, with all you care to eat: hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on September 8th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. Come find your Lost Shaker Assault on Friday, September 9th with our Margaritaville Night. We'll have live music, pregame discounts with a Friday night happy hour, and specialty uniforms. Stick around after the final out for our final first Friday fireworks extravaganza of the year. Arrive early on Saturday, September 10th for Bob Ross Bobblehead Night. The first 1,000 fans will receive a limited edition Bob Ross Bobblehead. Bring your pup to the Jack as well with our final Bark in the Park night of the campaign. We wrap up the series and the season on Sunday, September 11th with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Day, featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. We'll also host our first responders Founders Night, and the first 1,000 fans through the gates will receive a camo-themed hat courtesy of Daytona Beach International Airport. For tickets and more information on all promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Swing over to LabCorp Daytona Beach and participate in a research study today. Compensation ranges from $500 to $12,000 for time and participation. Visit LabCorpClinicalTrials.com to find out how you can participate.
Fun running down the hall in between innings to talk to our friends at the main press level here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Spent a lot of time here over the last 2 years, so you get to know the crew here pretty well. Always good to have friends at home and on the road as Braylon Menier attacks the first pitch of the inning, slices one to left. That one over the head of Thompson and off the wall, and this one will go over the fence for a ground rule double. Lost that one in the twilight sky. Didn't see it bounce over the wall. The call from the base umpire. And Braylon Menier extends his hitting streak with a ground rule double to start the top of the sixth inning. Menier slicing that ball at 101 miles an hour over the head of Thompson. Daytona, 8 runs on 8 hits tonight. Have scored 19 runs in the last two games and 17 in their last 7 innings. Hector Rodriguez, the batter. And Medina spins a strike. It's 0-1. Hector singled and scored last inning. Final line for Dale Stanovich. Gives up 6 runs all earned on 4 hits in 2/3 of an inning. Walk 2, no strikeouts as Rodriguez fooled on the slider. Wacky swing and a miss. It's 0-2. Stanovich, 33 pitches and 16 strikes tonight. Blake Dunn has reached in 9 straight plate appearances. He is on deck. Medina is 0-2, and Rodriguez gets one off the hands to second. This will advance the runner to third. Play made by Santiago on to first, one out. Brings up Blake Dunn, has homered, walked, and singled tonight. Has also scored 3 times and driven in a run. We were talking last half inning about how I'm watching a lot of baseball this week. And the interesting note that on separate broadcasts for different teams, talking about these pitchers coming up from AAA as Dunn gets hit on the front shoulder. Dunn looks towards the pitcher's mound. Someone chirps out from Jupiter's dugout saying, "Hey, take your base," and Gookie Dawkins has issues with that. Dunn has reached base in 9 straight plate appearances, and Dawkins pointing into Jupiter's dugout. Darryl Brinkley out as well. And Blake Dunn certainly thought that one was on purpose. He was hitting that front shoulder last night with the bases loaded. Dunn coming off the IL had been on the injured list with a right shoulder strain. Both dugouts have been warned by the home plate umpire. But Blake Dunn couldn't really see his face, but you could just tell by the way his head looked out to the mound and then just did not move a swivel. And especially on the first pitch of the plate appearance. Now a double play can get Jupiter out of the inning. Brings up Trey Faltini. Sack fly to right his last time. And he swings and misses at a curveball. It's 0-1. Runners at the corners and one out. Top of the sixth inning, Daytona in front by 7. Braylon Menier doubled. He's at third. Dunn the runner at first. He was hit by a pitch. The lefty's 0-1. And that one outside. Try to throw a changeup. It's 1-1. Last night it was Jorge Ruiz came into the game for the A's, and he was, as soon as the ball came back to the mound, he didn't leave the rubber. He stayed on the hill, was ready to go. Runner goes from first base, pitch is high, throw down to second by Mack, not in time. So double play no longer in order as Blake Dunn steals his 12th base of the season. Now a perfect 12 of 12 on the year. And the count now 2-1 on Faltini. Daytona had four stolen bases in four attempts last night. Two runners in scoring position. 2-1 from Medina. And Faltini takes inside ball three. Jupiter going to challenge. They are 2 of 2 on their challenges so far tonight. And the call is overturned to a strike. So the count now 2-2 on Faltini. And Jupiter now a perfect 3 of 3 on their challenges last night. After last night going 1 for 4 and being out of challenges by the end of the fifth. Medina talking with Mack on the mound. Ahead of this 2-2 to Faltini. But that's one of the reasons why I never understood with the complaints about adding a pitch clock to the major league level. I mean, it's been a part of the minor league level in some form or fashion since the 2015 campaign. The 2-2 to Faltini. Outside, it's a full count. So you'd imagine at least half, probably closer to three-quarters of all major league players, or at least pitchers at this point, maybe players as well, have had to deal with the pitch clock in some form or fashion coming up through the minors as Faltini takes down and in for ball four. So Trey works a walk, and Daytona has him loaded with one out. Logan Tanner will come to the plate where the base is loaded.
Logan Tanner.
Flied out to center his first time since then, has walked twice and scored a run. Daytona looking to add some further separation. Medina looking for a ground ball to get out of trouble. And Tanner, foul tip on a changeup into the glove of Mack. It's 0-1. And it's a big reason why I don't think it's going to be as big of an issue if and when they add a pitch clock next year or beyond. As Tanner takes low, it's 1-1. Hammerhead's going to challenge this one, and it is again overturned into a strike. So Jupiter now 4 of 4 on their challenges this evening. Lefty's 0-2, and Tanner hits one in the air to left. Back goes Thompson towards the warning track, squares his shoulders in front of the track to make the catch. Tagging from third is Manier. He will score. It's the first career RBI for Logan Tanner, and Daytona takes a 9-1 sixth inning advantage. Tanner just missing. Putting enough behind that one to send it out. We'll have to settle for the sacrifice fly. There are two out now in the frame. Brings up Edwin Arroyo. Had a two-run single to left last frame. He's also scored a run and struck out twice tonight. And the first pitch to Edwin. A changeup cut on and missed. It's 0-1. Top of the 8 o'clock hour in the East. Justin Rock with you on the Tortugas Radio Network. Daytona has scored in each of the last three trips to the plate and have opened up an 8-run cushion. The 0-1, and Arroyo straight up in the air. Back towards us and on the roof, it's 0-2. Series will continue tomorrow night. We'll have a 6 p.m. scheduled first pitch here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Neither team has a projected probable yet. The 0-2, and Arroyo down on strikes. Got him on the changeup, and the side retired. But Daytona picks up a run on one hit. Two men left at the end of 5.5. Daytona 9 and Jupiter 1 on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby.
our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays, presented by Bud Light, are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Nine, one, and two, due up for Jupiter in the bottom of the sixth inning. Anahuete Santos, Khalil Watson, Jacob Berry. Three due up against Carson Runt. Santos grounded out to second in his first plate appearance tonight. And he takes outside to begin the bottom of the sixth. Runt needed 20 pitches to get through his first inning of relief in the fifth, the 1-0. Off the plate in. Two balls and no strikes. Take a look at the Reds affiliate scoreboard on this Friday night. The 2-0. And Santos looks at a called strike one. Reds in Washington, D.C. tonight, opening up a series against the Nationals. Cincinnati in front 4-0 in the bottom of the third. Wind the 2-1. And Santos sends it to the screen. It's 2-2. Jonathan India, Aristides Aquino, Jose Barrero, Stuart Fairchild, and T.J. Friedel. The Daytona alums in the lineup tonight. Friedel with a double and an RBI. Donovan Solano has driven in two. The 2-2, breaking ball, punched back to the screen. We'll do it again. Mike Minor making the start for the Reds tonight. Cade Cavalli, Nationals first-round pick out of Oklahoma a few years back, making his major league debut tonight. The 2-2. Fastball high, it's 3-2. Triple-A Louisville on the road against the Toledo Mudhens, bottom of the fourth inning. They trail the Tigers affiliate 3-2. The payoff pitch, high for ball four. Tried to snap his slider, but didn't break low enough. And Santos on with a leadoff walk to start the sixth inning. Back to the top of the order, and Khalil Watson has struck out and fly to left tonight. Louisville getting a run tonight on a Uniel Caracuto home run, his sixth. Lorenzo Cedrola, Mark Colesvary, the Daytona alums in the AAA lineup tonight. First pitch to Watson, high, ball one. Reynel Espinal making the start for the bats tonight. Steven Piscotty also in the lineup after being signed earlier this week. The 1-0, and Watson off the hands and straight back. It's 1-1. Double-A Chattanooga finally getting some baseball underway this week. The last 3 days all rained out in Biloxi, Mississippi. They are in the top of the sixth in game one of their doubleheader tonight, tied at two against the Brewers affiliate. 1-1, called strike. Atop the zone, it's 1-2. Ellie De La Cruz, on the first pitch, he saw homered for the eighth time at the double-A level. Daniel Vejohinas hit his third double-A home run as well, both with Daytona last season. 1-2 from Rudd, breaking ball high, and it's 2-2. Those two joined by Alex McGarry, Brian Ray, Alan Cerda as alumni in the AA lineup. Carson Spires, a Tortuga alum, making the start. The 2-2 pitch struck him out. Fastball tied him up inside at 95. Carson Rudd with his second strikeout tonight, one away in the sixth inning. Brings up Jacob Berry. Berry has singled to center and struck out tonight, 1-for-2. And Spires starting for the Lookouts tonight. He was the man who recorded the final three outs of Daytona's combined no-hitter at Jackie Robinson Ballpark last May against who else but the Hammerheads. It's time called at home. Game two will follow the opener, Joe Boyle. Expected to make the start, another Tortuga alum. Will make his third AA start as Berry takes high and tight. It's 1-0. High A Dayton, the only other game on the schedule tonight. They are scoreless in the top of the third against the Quad Cities River Bandits. Royals affiliate Stephen Layton has a double there tonight as Berry on his front leg trying to hit the fastball. Comes up empty, 1-1. Austin Hendrick, Michelle Triana, Reese Hines, Tyler Callahan, Garrett Wolforth, Ashton Creel joining Layton in the high A lineup tonight. Christian Roa making the start as that fastball clips the outside corner. It's 1-2. No more complex league seasons to update you on. Arizona Complex League Reds had their season end in heartbreaking fashion last night, falling in 11 innings to the Rockies. And the DSL season ended earlier this week as well, as this one yanked foul. It is still 1-2. I was talking with trainer Josh Hobson earlier in the week. I didn't know this until earlier this week. I knew Instructs had been moved up from its normal time, usually in mid-September, maybe early October, after the minor league season completed in full. But apparently, starts up next week as Berry a foul tip into the glove of Tanner for strike three. So after the leadoff walk, back-to-back strikeouts by Rudd. Two out in the bottom of the sixth brings up Joe Mack. As singled and lined into a double play tonight, has hit both balls hard. One on, two out, bottom of the sixth inning. Daytona a 9-1 lead. Righty ready. And the pitch, Mack hits one out of play. Third base side, it's 0-1. It's cool. Remember John Vittis, the voice of the Mighty Muscles, 2019 Florida State League Broadcaster of the Year, talking about Joe's older brother Charles last year when he played for the Mighty Muscles. And one of the really cool things the Twins did, is that one up and in, it's 1-1, is last year was the first year they made the draft coincide with the All-Star game. And it was the first time they held the draft live at the site of the All-Star game out in Colorado, the 0-1. And Mack out in front, it's 0-2. But the Twins put Charles Mack on the inactive list that weekend. Why? So he could fly out to Colorado and be there with Joe and his family when Mack was taken in the first round by the Marlins last year. The 0-2 drops in there. Strike three call. Carson Rudd strikes out the side in the sixth inning after issuing a leadoff walk. Just never get old to that story about how the Twins making things happen so Charles could be there for his younger brother's big day. No runs, no hits, one left. After six, Daytona 9, Jupiter 1 on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex Ticket Plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use 2 tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use 6 tickets for 1 game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office and call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Top of the seventh inning, Justin Boyd, Wendell Marrero, Johnny Ascanio, 6-7 and 8-2 up for Daytona in the seventh. Tortugas nursing a 9-1 lead. Boyd has doubled and walked tonight. And the first pitch he sees from Manuel Medina in the seventh, taken for called strike one. Daytona, 9 runs, 8 hits, no errors. They have left 5 tonight. The 0-1. Low, it's 1-1. Jupiter, 1 run, 4 hits. 2 errors, they have left 2. Great story out of our friends in Savannah, Georgia. Talking about the Savannah Bananas. There's a call, strike 1-2. They started their world tour at Jackie Robinson Ballpark earlier this year, back in March. Sold out 2 nights. As the 1-2 got them swinging. Chase the off-speed away at 76. Manuel Medina picks up his second strikeout. One away in the inning brings up Wendell Marrero, has struck out twice and has a 3-run double to his name today. But last week, during one of Savannah's games, Bill Lee was a great pitcher in the 70s for the Red Sox and Expos. As this is a sharp ground ball, stays fair behind first. Nice job by Montgomery to stay in front and takes it to the bag himself for the second out. Two down, brings up Johnny Ascanio, but when Bill Lee was warming up in the bullpen at historic Grayson Stadium, he collapsed in the bullpen and apparently stopped breathing for a short period of time, was revived by paramedics. Doing all right, and the great scene tonight. As Ascanio takes a called strike, it's 0-1 during Savannah's banana ball game tonight. Bill Lee threw out the ceremonial first pitch. The 0-1. And Ascanio early, it's 0-2. Medina looking for a 1-2-3 inning would be Jupiter's first since the third. The 0-2, and he does. Got him on the changeup away. Threw a couple of really nice combos in the inning. And Medina strikes out 2 and a 1-2-3 7. Time to get up and stretch here at Roger Dean. Daytona 9 and Jupiter 1 on the Tortugas Radio Network.
There is no greater show in Daytona Beach than a Firework Friday at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. The first Friday night home game of each month during the Tortugas 2022 campaign will conclude with a magnificent firework extravaganza over the Halifax River that will light up the night sky. In all, the Tugas will have 7 firework shows throughout the course of the upcoming season. So don't wait. Secure your 9-inning vacation with a side of fireworks right now by giving the Tortugas box office a phone call at 386-257-3172.
or by logging on to DaytonaTortugas.com.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center, the only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach, now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Bottom of the seventh, Carson Rudd back to the mound. Fans, Escott Bus Lines is the official transportation partner of the Daytona Tortugas. Escott Bus Lines is a family-owned company that's been providing organizations of all types with charter bus transportation since 1983. Reserve your ride at escottbuslines.com. That's E-S-C-O-T, buslines.com. First pitch of the bottom of the seventh taken for a strike by Brady Allen. Allen, Thompson, Santiago, three due up in the inning. Allen 0 for 2 tonight, and he takes a called strike two. Action in Jupiter's left field bullpen, a lefty up and throwing. And time called at home. Let's take a look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard in the bottom of the seventh inning. Wind up the 0-2, and that one off the plate. Tried another curveball. One ball and two strikes. Marlins at home tonight against the Dodgers. That game scoreless through five innings. 1-2. And Allen thought about it, but thinks better of it. Stays away from the high heater. It's 2-2. Marlins into their bullpen. Tyler Anderson, the all-star, starting for L.A. The 2-2. And Rudd misses outside, and Allen's run it full 3-2. Reds still leading the Nationals. That game now 4-1 going to the bottom of the fourth inning. 3-2. Outside for ball four. So Rudd loses him after jumping ahead by two strikes. And for the second straight inning, Jupiter has put the leadoff man on. Second walk allowed by Rudd. And Brady Allen has reached base for the first time tonight. Allen has now reached in 22 of his last 23 games, dating back to July the 31st. Thompson has struck out twice tonight, and Rudd misses up for ball one. End of three in Philadelphia. Phillies all over the Pirates, 6-0. Rudd's 1-0. High, it's 2-0. Six straight have missed from the right-hander. Former Daytona Cub Kyle Schwarber in the Phillies lineup tonight. Bryce Harper reinstated off the IL earlier today, batting cleanup, serving as the DH, already has a hit, and two RBIs, the 2-0. Thompson takes one chest high, it's 2-1. Both teams into the Pirates into their bullpen. Bailey Falter still on the bump for Philadelphia. One on, nobody out. The 2-1. Inside corner. Another strike, it's 2-2. Top of the third in Toronto. Blue Jays hosting the Angels. L.A. a 7-0 lead. 2-2. And Thompson a ground ball. Nice scoop by Marrero at first. On to second for one. Back to first. Faltini double play. Would you believe this is just Wendell Marrero's 11th career game at first base, and all 11 are this season. A tremendous forehand scoop on the 96-mile-an-hour ground ball. Johnny Ascanio, the second baseman, staring at him, can't believe it. A great forehand pick. An amazingly accurate throw on a Faltini at second. Faltini had to wait a second or two for Marrero to get back to the bag, but Faltini throwing a rocket back across the diamond. 3-6-3 double play. Brings up Carlos Santiago, first pitch swinging, a fly ball into shallow center. Shortstop calling for it. Faltini makes the catch over his left shoulder. And the leadoff walk erased on the double play. And Rudd faces the minimum for the first time in the seventh. No runs, no hits, nobody left. After seven, 9-1 Daytona on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Come on in, we're real glad to see you. At Dustin's, great barbecue is what we do, but friendly is who we are. Dustin's Barbecue has been family-owned and operated since 1991. Our goal was to create a friendly restaurant that served the very best southern barbecue around, and if you listen to our customers, we definitely made it happen. From our smoker comes all of the favorites you crave, and when you experience our flavor, you'll fully understand that Dustin's is real southern barbecue. Only the best cuts of pork, beef, and turkey are slow-smoked to perfection. Pulled pork or sliced pork, fall off the bone chicken, St. Louis style spare ribs, and our tender baby back ribs are all customer favorites. Dustin's also serves great steaks and seafood, but let's not forget the tasty appetizers, side dishes, and our fabulous all-you-can-eat salad bar. Dine in or take out, call ahead and we'll have it ready for you. We also have a catering service for your next party or event. Locations in Ormond Beach, Port Orange, Edgewater, DeLand, and Melbourne. Check out our daily lunch and dinner specials at DustinsBarbecue.com.
Call to the bullpen for Jupiter as we move to the top of the eighth inning. It is the southpaw Patrick Murphy on to make his second appearance in the series. Murphy standing at 6'1", 205 pounds, 25 years old from Canton, Ohio. Signed after playing for the Tri-City Valley Cats in the Independent Frontier League. Braylon Minier, a ground rule double his last time up. Swings and misses at the first pitch breaking ball. It's 0-1. Minier, Rodriguez, and Dunn, 9-1 and 2, due up for the Tortugas in the eighth. The lefty's 0-1, and Minier, a bouncing ball to first. Fielded to his right by Montgomery. Underhand flip to Murphy over to cover. And there is one out in the eighth. Brings up the top of the order, and Hector Rodriguez, 1-for-4, as singled and scored. Grounded out to second his last time up. Continuing our look around the major leagues, Angels, as we said, in front 7-0. Andrew Velasquez, a two-run home run for the Halos, his seventh. Reed Detmers starting against Mitch White. Lefty against lefty, Rodriguez shows bunt, but can't keep it straight up the third base line of foul ball. It is 0-1, and they call an infraction for Watson standing inside the pie slice. There was a conversation between the base umpire and Watson, who was saying he was outside the area. The back edge of the chalk line by where Watson's left foot is has faded. But I don't think he's inside that area, though. And they didn't call it. They did call that infraction, so it is 1-0 instead of 0-1. And now it is 1-1. So that is the first time we've seen that been called since it became a part of the rule in the FSL starting after the All-Star break on July the 22nd. 1-1. Rodriguez takes low 2-1. Watson was definitely close. You can't have any body part inside that chalked off pie slice behind second. Ranges from that back point of the second base bag all the way to the lip of the outfield grass as Rodriguez. A two-hopper to second, fielded at the back of the infield dirt by Santiago. And the play on to first in time, two out. Blake Dunn has reached in 10 straight plate appearances as homered, walked, singled, and been hit by a pitch tonight. Has also scored three runs in this ballgame. Numbers for Murphy this season has been very effective when he's pitched for the Hammerheads, 1-1, a 3.13 ERA. This is 18th outing. Has done a ground ball to first. This is going to end the streak. Picked up by Montgomery, takes it to the bag himself. And Jupiter has their second straight 1-2-3 frame. So Dunn's streak of plate appearances in which he reached base ends at 10. We head to the bottom of the eighth. 9-1 Daytona here on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Carson Rudd back to the mound for the bottom of the eighth inning, bottom of the 8 o'clock hour, Daytona 9 and Jupiter 1. Bottom third of the Hammerhead lineup due up, Sanoha, Montgomery, and Santos, the three to face Rudd. Sanoha's been effective tonight, has tripled and singled, scored the Hammerhead's only run back in the third inning. And he swings and misses at the first pitch, it's 0-1. Continuing our look around the major leagues tonight. 0-1 pitch. Fouled off the hands. It's 0-2. The Angels, as we said, a 7-0 lead. End of four in Queens. Mets and the Rockies. New York, a 1-0 lead on Brett Beatty's second career home run. 0-2. Struck him out swinging. Fastball up at 94. Carson Rudd's fifth punch out tonight ties a season high. One out in the eighth brings up Torin Montgomery. He's walked and grounded to first today. Chris Bassett starting for the Mets. Chad Kuhl, former Bradenton Marauder, starting for the Rockies. Top of the fourth in Boston. Rays doubling up the Red Sox 4-2. Yandy Diaz has gone deep for Tampa, his eighth. As a swing and a miss. Chase the slider away. It's 0-1. G-Man Choi has also gone deep. A two-run shot is ninth. Franchi Cordero, a solo blast for Boston, is seventh. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Slider again. It's 0-2. Michael Wacha starting for the Red Sox. Rays using an opener tonight. Time called at home plate. Rangers hosting the Tigers. Texas a 1-0 lead in the top of the second inning on Nate Lowe's 21st home run of the year. Glenn Otto Jr., former Tampa Tarpon for Texas. Tyler Alexander for Detroit as Montgomery takes just outside. Rudd strutting towards the first base side like he had a K. It's 1-2. Astros hosting the Orioles. That game scoreless, top of the second inning in Houston. Lance McCullers Jr. against Kyle Bradish, the 1-2. And that one missing again, up and away. Two balls and two strikes. Royals hosting the Padres. San Diego a 3-0 lead, bottom one. The 2-2 from Carson. And this one line. Oh, what a leaping snag by Marrero. Back-to-back innings with a web gem play by a man playing in just his 11th career game in the infield. Started a beautiful 3-6-3 double play in the seventh, and it looked like he just took extra bases away from Montgomery in the eighth. Two away for Anahuete Santos has grounded out and walked tonight. Pitch from Rudd. Finds the inner half. It's 0-1. Well, the Padres at 3-0 lead. Will Myers a two-run double. Joe Musgrove against Chris Bubich. The 0-1. Curveball sweeps inside. It's 1-1. Twins hosting the Giants at Target Field. Minnesota a 2-0 lead at the end of one. Carlos Correa, a two-run home run, is 15th. Joe Ryan, former Charlotte Stone Crab, going up against Alex Wood. And Santos takes high. Two balls and one strike. White Sox at home against the Diamondbacks. That game scoreless, top of the second inning. Johnny Cueto going up against Tommy Henry. 2-1. And Santos, a high pop-up, back behind first. Ascanio, the second baseman, calls off Marrero, and on the right field grass makes the play. And Carson Rudd, as his first official 1-2-3 inning of the night, retires the side in order on 12 pitches to the ninth. Daytona 9 and Jupiter 1 on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the oceanfront lounge and restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Taylor on in relief for the Hammerheads in the top of the ninth inning. Taylor standing at 6'4", 250 pounds, a left-hander from Florence, Alabama. 22 years old, will celebrate his 23rd birthday in December. Ninth round pick by the Marlins out of the University of Arkansas. Will face 3, 4, and 5 in Daytona's order in the ninth. Taylor making his second appearance in the series, 0-1, a 4.32 ERA. Seven hits in 8 1/3 innings. Three walks, 10 strikeouts. Trey Faltini will lead off. 0-2 tonight, has walked and driven in a run with a sac fly. And Taylor's first pitch low for ball one. Final line for Patrick Murphy. Goes an inning, no runs, no hits, no walks, no strikeouts. Through just six pitches in that inning. As Faltini swings through it. 1-1. Final line for Manuel Medina. Gave up just one run on two hits and 2 1/3. Walked one, struck out three. 29 pitches, 22 strikes. As that one up and away for ball two. Action in Daytona's right field bullpen. A lefty up and throwing. Imagine that is Joseph Menifee. The only of the four 2022 draftees that joined Daytona on Tuesday, who has yet to make his Tortugas debut, as that pitch up and away for ball three. Trey Braithwaite pitched last night. Bryce Hubbard and Zach Maxwell made their debuts in the doubleheader on Wednesday. Valtini takes outside, ball four. So Trey on base yet again. He's reached base in every single start of his professional career. Logan Tanner will step in.
18,
collected
Tanner.
His first career RBI his last time up on a bases loaded sack fly to left. Has also walked twice and fly to center. Continuing our look around the majors, not much left to update you on. Brewers hosting the Cubs. That game scoreless going to the bottom of the second inning as Tanner takes high. That is 1-0. Justin Steele starting for the Cubs. Freddie Peralta on the hill for the Brewers. Cardinals hosting the Braves. Scoreless game, top two at Busch Stadium. 1-0. And Logan looks at a called strike one. Spencer Strider, one of the leading candidates for NL Rookie of the Year, going for Atlanta. Jose Quintana making the start for St. Louis. Valtini not being held on at first, the 1-1. And Logan looks at a called strike two. Everything else in the majors will start in an hour or later from now. A's will host the Yankees at 9:40. It will be an interesting matchup. Gerrit Cole will start for the Yankees, and J.P. Sears, who the Yankees traded to Oakland in the Frankie Montas deal, as this one a fly ball in a shallow center down in front of Santos for a hit. Logan Tanner on base for the third time tonight, his first knock of the contest, and the first two have reached against Taylor to start the inning.
Designated hitter number 15, Edwin Arroyo.
Edwin Arroyo has a two-run single tonight, 1-for-4. He'll step up with two on and nobody out. But Sears will make the start for Oakland against the Yankees at the Coliseum tonight. Lefty fires, and Arroyo takes outside 1-0. Only other game on the schedule, Mariners at home against the Guardians. It'll be former Stetson Hatter Logan Gilbert against former Cy Young Award winner Shane Bieber. 1-0. Tap back behind the plate. It's 1-1. It was also interesting, speaking of major league debuts and guys moving around, mentioned, turned on the Yankees-A's game late last night. It was the only game still going. We got back to the hotel as Arroyo takes a strike. It's 1-2. And the Yankees had a resounding lead over the A's, ended up winning the game 13-4. But the coolest thing I saw happen in that game had nothing to do with what happened on the field. That one pulled towards Jupiter's dugout. It's 2-2. The Yankees brought in a righty named Greg Weissert, former Tampa Tarpon, to make his major league debut. He got one out. Hit the first two batters. On the first two pitches he threw, was called for a balk as well before he recorded an out. Ended up being charged with a handful of runs. 1-2 pitch, and Arroyo strikes out swinging. Got him on the slider. First out for Taylor in the ninth inning.
Justin Boyd.
2-1-1 out for Justin Boyd. Struck out his last time, has doubled and walked tonight. But after Weissert was removed from the ball game, was sitting on the far end of the Yankees' dugout. And, of course, they had the camera on him. Lefty offers, and Boyd takes low, 1-0. And slowly but surely, after they gave the youngster who made his debut some time to cool off, players started slowly trickling down and offering words of encouragement to the young righty, the 1-0. Boyd looks at strike one. But it was the actions of a man who could very easily be the American League MVP at the end of this year that really caught my attention. 1-1, outside 2-1. Two on, one out. Top of the ninth, Daytona in front, a 9-1 advantage. But Judge, for a brief period of time, went to get some seats. The seats were stationed right next to where Yes Network had a camera set up by the dugout. So Judge blocked it for a little bit so they couldn't get an angle on Weisert in the dugout. Is that outside? It's 3-1. But it was afterwards. Judge just sat down a couple inches away from Weisert, and he and a couple of other Yankee players just chatted him up, trying to get his mind off the rough debut that he had. Outside ball 4, and Boyd works a walk, loads the bases with one out. For Wendell Marrero, has a 3-run double tonight, has made some great plays in the field at first base the last two innings. It's time called, and Mack will go out to the mound and talk to Taylor. But I found that so impressive for a guy like Aaron Judge, who bet on himself this season, is going to rake in an absurd amount of cash this offseason after the job he's done not only this year for the Yankees, but ever since he was called up to the major league level in 2016. But to see one of the game's best players could have very easily just left him be, left that job to some of the ancillary characters on the roster. First pitch to Marrero, taken for a strike knee high. It's 0-1. And that is certainly one way to get the bad taste of a rough debut out of your mouth, to have one of the game's biggest and brightest stars take you under his wing. The 0-1, and Marrero a foul ball. It's 0-2. And that's one of the really fun parts of this job, working in baseball, working in sports, and just being able to see, especially some of the biggest and brightest stars, or in my case, prospects. Is this a ground ball off Marrero's foot for it rolls fair? It's 0-2. Is seeing, at least from this level, the top prospects and some of the guys who signed for big money being as kind and humble and generous with their time, like Judge was with his teammate Weisert last night. Daytona had a bunch of first-round picks on their roster this season. The 0-2, and Marrero strikes out on the sweeping breaking ball. Evan Taylor picks up his second strikeout, two down in the ninth. Brings up Johnny Ascanio.
The second baseman, number 3, Johnny Ascanio.
Ascanio, switch hitter, will bat from the right-hand side against the lefty. He is 1-for-4 with a base hit. But Chase Petty and Jay Allen II, who are on our roster earlier this season, now both doing big things at high A Dayton. As Ascanio takes a strike, it's 0-1. Both first-round picks last year, both now millionaires, and both could not have been a better group of players to work with this summer. The 0-1 called strike, it's 0-2. They were great with the media. They were great with myself. They were great with the fans. Call challenge stays as a strike.
Challenge call is upheld. Strike is the call.
Bases loaded, two out, top of the ninth. Taylor's trying to strand them all aboard. The 0-2, and Ascanio a ground ball wide at third. Foul. Do it again. And no different with this group of 2022 draftees that have come on and joined us here in Daytona over the course of the last couple of weeks. Always makes the job fun when you get to work with some wonderful people. The 0-2. Outside, it's 1-2. Taylor up at 27 pitches in the ninth inning. Joseph Menifee had been up in Daytona's right field bullpen. Still imagine that he will come on and pitch the bottom of the ninth. 1-2 to Johnny. Outside, 2-2. Daytona, 9 runs, 9 hits, no errors. They left 5 so far tonight. Jupiter, 1 run on 4 hits, 2 errors. They have stranded only 2. Valtini at third, Tanner at second, Boyd at first. The pitch outside, it's a full count. Braylon Minier, the third baseman, waiting on deck. Hammerheads will have top of their lineup due up in the bottom of the ninth inning. Daytona an 8-run lead. The payoff pitch, and Ascanio a ground ball off the end of the bat to second. Fielded there by Santiago. Easy play on the first to retire the side. So Daytona loads the bases on a couple of walks and a hit, but can't push an extra run across. We head to the bottom of the ninth. Daytona 3 outs away from winning back-to-back games for the first time in the second half. Don't go anywhere. You're listening on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Come on in. We're real glad to see you. At Dustin's, great barbecue is what we do, but friendly is who we are. Dustin's Barbecue has been family-owned and operated since 1991. Our goal was to create a friendly restaurant that served the very best Southern barbecue around, and if you listen to our customers, we definitely made it happen. From our smoker comes all of the favorites you crave, and when you experience our flavor, you'll fully understand that Dustin's is real Southern barbecue. Only the best cuts of pork, beef, and turkey are slow smoked to perfection. Pulled pork or sliced pork, fall off the bone chicken, St. Louis-style spare ribs, and our tender baby back ribs are all customer favorites. Dustin's also serves great steaks and seafood, but let's not forget the tasty appetizers, side dishes, and our fabulous all-you-can-eat salad bar. Dine in or take out, call ahead and we'll have it ready for you. We also have a catering service for your next party or event. Locations in Ormond Beach, Port Orange, Edgewater, DeLand, and Melbourne. Check out our daily lunch and dinner specials at DustinsBarbecue.com.
Take the field before the first pitch with your favorite Tortugas players as a part of our Field of Dreams package. Starting at $16 a person, fans receive a general admission ticket, a standard food voucher, and a Tortugas hat. Field of Dreams spots are going quickly, so be sure to act today. To purchase your Field of Dreams package today, call the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or log on to DaytonaTortugas.com for more information.
Joseph Menefee on to make his Tortugas debut as we move to the bottom of the ninth inning. Daytona a 9-1 lead. Menefee standing at 6'1", 220 pounds, will turn 23 in October from the same hometown as Trey Faltini, the shortstop, Richmond, Texas. Menefee went to a different high school, though, was the Reds' 20th round pick out of Texas A&M University in the SEC. Menefee made two appearances in the Complex League. Through two innings, did not allow a run on one hit, no walks, struck out two. Up and down year for the Aggies in the SEC, had a 6-2 record of 5.6 ERA, but struck out 87. Gave up just 46 hits in 53 innings. Menefee pitching for the first time since last Saturday in game two of a doubleheader against the ACL Guardians. Lefty's first pitch to Khalil Watson. Foul tip into the glove of Logan Tanner. It's 0-1. Watson 0-3 tonight as struck out twice and flied to left. Menefee from the third base side of the slab, the 0-1. And this one hit in the air left center field. Long run for Rodriguez to his right. Tries to dive and he can't make the play. Rolls onto the warning track. Watson makes a turn at second. He's heading to third. The throw will not be made by Ascanio. It's a leadoff triple for Khalil Watson, his second of the series, his first hit of the night. And Jupiter with a man in scoring position and nobody out to start the ninth inning. 101 miles an hour off the bat on the backspinning fly ball. Now it is Jacob Berry, Menefee's old SEC foe at LSU. Berry has singled to center and struck out twice tonight, 1-3. He'll switch over and bat from the right-hand side against the southpaw. Menifee's first pitch, and there's a line drive off the leaping glove of Ascanio into right center field for a hit. Over and in to score is Watson. Wide turn at first by Berry. He'll retreat back. It's an RBI single for Berry, his 16th of his career. And Jupiter has pulled it within 7. It is 9-2. 100 miles an hour on the base hit by Berry. Scanio almost making Daytona's second great leaping catch in as many innings. That one just off the edge of his glove. One on and nobody out. A run in for Joe Mack. And he's out in front of a slider. It's 0-1. Final line for Carson Rudd tonight. He was outstanding. Goes 4 innings, no runs on 1 hit, walk 2. Tied a season high with 5 strikeouts. The 0-1. Mack thought about it. Did he go? No, he did not on appeal. It is 1-1. Rudd leaves in line for the win tonight since Zabel did not go the necessary 5. Carson, 65 pitches, 38 strikes this evening. 1-1. And Mack waits back and fouls the slider off the hands. It's 1-2. Fans, a reminder, after the final out, we'll have the recap report. Scores from out of town, a look back at this ball game, and a look ahead to game 6 of this 7-game series tomorrow night. 1-2. And Mack can't lay off, chases the pitch in the dirt for strike 3. First Tortuga strikeout in the career of Joseph Menifee. And there is one down in the bottom of the ninth. Brings up Brady Allen. Walked his last time, has also fly to center and grounded into a double play. Lefty against righty, and Allen fouls it off the handle. No balls and 1 strike. Berry leads off first. Marrero does not hold him on. That pitch slips up and away. 1-1. Seems like Team USA lining up to have a pretty entertaining team for the World Baseball Classic coming up this coming winter. 1-1. Low 2-1. But Tim Anderson, the White Sox star shortstop, the latest player to commit to Team USA for the World Baseball Classic. And there are some amazing names on that list. Some the superstars you already know, some that will get their moment in the spotlight because of it. 2-1. There's a line drive into right field off the end of the bat for a base hit. Stopping at second, Berry, third hit of the inning for the Hammerheads. And they have 2 on and 1 out in the ninth for the left fielder, Jake Thompson. Thompson has struck out twice and grounded into that 3-6-3 double play back in the seventh. But Tim Anderson will join the Dodgers, Mookie Betts, the Angels, Mike Trout, the Mets, Pete Alonso, Paul Goldschmidt of the Cardinals, Trevor Story from the Red Sox, the Phillies, Bryce Harper, Nolan Arenado of the Cardinals is that one high to Thompson, 1-0. The Phillies, JT Realmuto, and the Orioles, Cedric Mullins, have all already committed to playing for Team USA, and they don't add anyone else. That is already an incredible lineup. The 1-0. Low, it's 2-0. I do believe it's the first time Harper, Trout, and Betts are a part of the World Baseball Classic, at least for Team USA. Team USA won the most recent one in 2017. As that one, a knee-high strike, it is 2-1, or at least my memory has it at 2017. Two on, one out, one in. 2-1 pitch in the dirt, down and away, 3-1. Yeah, it was in 2017. Feels like it was more recent than that, but it was not. 3-1. This is a ground ball towards third. Pass the diving glove of Meniere and into left field for a hit. They're going to hold Berry at third in this 7-run game. Throw comes all the way into the plate by Boyd. And Jupiter has him loaded with one out. Fourth hit of the inning for the Hammerheads. Todd Naskadov out of the first base dugout to talk with Menifee. As it'll be Carlos Santiago. Jupiter a run in. Daytona still in front by 7-9-2. With one out in the ninth inning. Daytona two outs away from their first set of back-to-back wins since June 17th through the 22nd. Those are the final couple of days of the first half. The Tortugas have not been able to secure back-to-back victories since the second half began on June the 24th. But Daytona's offense hasn't put up numbers like this in back-to-back games in the second half. As a matter of fact, the last time Daytona's offense had back-to-back games in which they erupted for this kind of offensive total were the first couple of games up that five-game winning streak they had that started in Lakeland in late June. Score 12 and then 11 in the first two games of that five-game win streak. Carlos Santiago from the right-hand side against Menifee. Swings through a slider at 0-1. Santiago, a switch hitter, batting from the right-hand side of the plate for the first time tonight. Flied out to center his last time in the seventh. The 0-1. This one fouled back to our right. Onto the roof. It is 0-2. Daytona, 9 runs, 9 hits. No errors. They have left 8 tonight. Jupiter, 2 runs, 8 hits. 2 errors, they have stranded 2. Young Finn with a nice catch off the roof as Santiago down on strikes. Another slider down and in. Second strikeout for Menifee. And a total 1 out away from winner's circle.
Designated hitter number 6, Javier Sanoa.
Brings up Javier Sanoa, who's had himself a solid game tonight, has tripled and scored, also singled and struck out his last time leading off in the eighth. Berry at third, Allen at second, Thompson at first. And the first pitch from Menifee, a chest-high strike. It's 0-1. It'll be a 6 o'clock start time in game 6 of the series tomorrow. And then a noon first pitch to close out the season series on Sunday. The 0-1. And Sanoa, a little pop fly towards first. Marrero ranging into foul ground. Makes the backhanded catch, and for the first time in the second half of the season, you can celebrate back-to-back Tortugas victories. It's done. It's over. We don't have to talk about it or even acknowledge it anymore. It is in the past as the Daytona Tortugas put up 20 runs over the last two nights, and they throttle the Hammerheads again this evening. Your final score, Daytona 9 and Jupiter 2. We'll take a break when we come back. The recap report is next. Daytona with a couple of big innings, most notable the 6-run fifth. Daytona has taken 3 of the first 5 in the series, and they'll look to win their first road series of the campaign tomorrow night. Don't go anywhere. The happy recap coming up. Tortuga's a winner 9-2. Here from Roger Dean.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
After a two-week road trip, the Tortugas return home to close out the season with six games against the Tampa Tarpons starting on Tuesday, September 6th. It all starts with the Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Daytona players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers Night presented by Conviva and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. Come hungry on Wednesday, September 7th for a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all you care to eat, hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thursday on September 8th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. Come find your Lost Shaker Assault on Friday, September 9th with our Margaritaville Night. We'll have live music, pregame discounts with a Friday night happy hour, and specialty uniforms. Stick around after the final out for our final First Friday fireworks extravaganza of the year. Arrive early on Saturday, September 10th for Bob Ross Bobblehead Night. The first 1,000 fans will receive a limited edition Bob Ross Bobblehead. Bring your pup to the Jack as well with our final Bark in the Park Night of the campaign. We wrap up the series and the season on Sunday, September 11th with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Day, featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. We'll also host our first responders night, and the first 1,000 fans to the gates will receive a camo-themed hat courtesy of Daytona Beach International Airport. For tickets and more information on all promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
It's now time for the Recap Report, featuring a look back at today's game, scores from Major League Baseball, and a look forward to the Tortugas' next game. So let's send it back out to the stadium and the voice of the Tortugas, Justin Rock.
Well, the long wait for back-to-back wins is finally over. The Tortugas have won back-to-back contests for the first time in the second half as the Tortugas buoy a six-run fifth inning to a comfortable 9-2 win tonight. Justin Rock back with you here from Roger Neen Chevrolet Stadium in Jupiter. Daytona the winner tonight by the final of 9-2 with the win. Daytona improving to 18-33 in the second half, 47-69 for the year. Jupiter dropping to 23-29 in the half and 57-59 for the season. Tortugas will go to attempt their first road win, a road series win of the season tomorrow night. But let's take you through the game that was. Kevin Abel making the start for Daytona. Marcus Johnson making his Florida State League debut for the Hammerheads. And Daytona greeted him rudely after Johnson struck out the first batter he faced in the Florida State League. Blake Dunn powered a 2-0 pitch beyond the left field fence. His first home run since returning off the IL gave Daytona a 1-0 lead. Marcus Johnson would settle in from there, though, and he would retire the next eight straight hitters after the Dunn home run. Jupiter would tie it up for him in the bottom of the third. Javier Sanoja led off the inning with a triple into right center field after Torin Montgomery walked. Donahue Eddie Santos grounded into a 4-6-3 double play. Sanoja would score on that twin killing, tying the game at one. But Daytona did not allow it to stay long, stay tied for very long, as Blake Dunn reached base for the eighth straight plate appearance with a leadoff walk in the fourth. An errant pickoff throw allowed Dunn to go first to third, and after Trey Faltini flied out to right and Logan Tanner walked, a ball got away to the right of the catcher, and Dunn did not break to home plate at first, but the catcher, Mack, tried flipping it to home plate as if Dunn did break to the dish and either held on to it for too long, whatever it was, got too much air underneath the flip, and the ball sailed over the pitcher covering home plate. Ball rolled up the third base line, and Dunn was able to score on the errant throw by the catcher. Gave Daytona a 2-1 lead. Stayed a 2-1 game going into the fifth. And that's when Daytona would break things wide open. Johnny Ascanio led off the inning with an infield hit to third after he was erased on a fielder's choice ground ball off the bat of Manier. Hector Rodriguez singled, then Blake Dunna picked up a single to load the bases. Trey Faltini carried a sack fly out to center, brought in a run, made it a 3-1 game after Logan Tanner walked. That reloaded the bases. Edwin Arroyo then lined a two-run single in the left, made it a 5-1 Daytona lead. Following another walk to Justin Boyd, Dale Stanovich exited. They brought in the lefty Manuel Medina, and on a 1-1 pitch, Wendell Marrero in a sinking fly ball in a shallow left field. Jake Thompson made a great effort coming in and towards the line, tried making a sliding catch, but the ball ricocheted off his mitt and landed in front of him. Justin Boyd, outstanding hustle, scored all the way from first base on that fly ball. Three runs scored. Wendell Marrero was credited with a double, and Daytona went in front 8-1 in the sixth. Daytona would add their final tally. Braylon Minier led off the inning with a ground rule double. After taking third on a Hector Rodriguez ground out, Blake Dunn was hit by a pitch. Then Trey Faltini was walked to load the bases, and then Logan Tanner picking up his first career RBI with a sac fly to left. Jupiter would get a run back in the bottom of the ninth. Khalil Watson triple to start the inning, scored on a Jacob Berry single, but Joseph Menifee got a couple of strikeouts and a foul pop to first to strand the bases loaded and secure Daytona's comfortable 9-2 win. Winning pitcher tonight is Carson Ruddy, improves to 2-0. Four shutout innings, one hit, two walks, a season-high tying, five strikeouts. A tough luck loss for Marcus Johnson in his Florida State League debut. Two runs, both earned on two hits in four innings. Walk two, struck out eight, though, here tonight. Final line score, Daytona, nine runs, nine hits, no errors. They left eight. Jupiter, two runs, eight hits, two errors. They left five. Final time of game tonight, 2 hours and 29 minutes in front of the crowd of 449. Here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Take a look at the out-of-town scoreboards before we say goodbye on this Friday night. Mets and Cardinals were postponed due to wet grounds. They'll play a doubleheader tomorrow around the 4 o'clock hour at Clover Park. Everything else in the league was either suspended or is still in progress. Fort Myers and Lakeland suspended in the bottom of the third with the Mighty Muscles holding a 4-2 lead. They'll try and complete that one tomorrow starting at 4:30. Top of the ninth in Clearwater, Threshers outslugging the Tarpons. They lead 7-6. And bottom seven in Bradenton, Dunedin looking to go up a game and a half in the Western Division. They lead the Marauders 7-2. Reds affiliate scoreboard tonight. Reds in Washington, D.C. to take on the Nationals, opening game of that weekend series. Reds a 7-2 lead so far in that one. Aristides Aquino has three RBIs in that ballgame, all on a double. So the Reds a 7-2 lead there. Triple-A Louisville, bottom of the seventh inning. They lead the Toledo Mudhens. Tigers affiliate 5-3. Uniel Caracudo and former Tortuga Mark Colesberry have gone deep for the bats. Double-A Chattanooga finally back in action after having the last 3 days rained out in Biloxi. They win game one of their doubleheader against the Shuckers, 4-2. Ellie De La Cruz and Daniel Veoheen each homering in game one. Joe Boyle will make the start for the Lookouts in game two. And High A Dayton in the bottom of the fifth inning and trailing the Quad Cities River Bandits. Royals affiliate 4-2. Ashton Creel, Garrett Wolforth, Daytona alumni, have driven in both of the Dragons' runs tonight. ACL and DSL clubs have had their season come to a close this week. In Major League Baseball, though, before we say goodbye, bottom of the seventh in Miami, it's the Dodgers 3 and the Marlins 2. Phillies leading the Pirates 6-3 in the bottom of the sixth inning. Bottom six in Toronto, Angels 7 and the Blue Jays nothing. Mets leading the Rockies 4-3, bottom of the sixth. Bottom five in Boston, it's the Red Sox 5 and the Rays 4. Bottom three in Arlington, Rangers doubling up the Tigers 4-2. Glenn Otto against Tyler Alexander, scoreless game. Bottom three in Houston, Orioles and Astros. Kyle Bradish against Lance McCullers Jr. Bottom of the third in Kansas City, Padres up 6-0 on the Royals. Joe Musgrove against Chris Bubich. Bottom three in Minnesota, It is the Twins 3 and the Giants nothing. Joe Ryan up against Alex Wood. End of 3 in Chicago. The Diamondbacks already up a touchdown on Johnny Cueto and the White Sox. Tommy Henry on the hill for Arizona. Top of the 4th in Milwaukee. Cubs and Brewers scoreless. Freddie Peralta against Justin Steele. Bottom 3 in St. Louis. Cardinals and Braves in a scoreless game. Jose Quintana against Spencer Strider. Rest of baseball will start later on tonight. Yankees and Oakland to take on the A's at 9:40. Garrett Cole against J.P. Sears. And the Mariners will host the Guardians at 10:10 tonight. Former Stetson Hatter Logan Gilbert going up against former AL Cy Young Award winner Shane Bieber. Our series will continue tomorrow night, 6 p.m. first pitch. Our coverage will start 15 minutes prior to the first toss at 5:45 Eastern time. Neither team has announced a probable starter for that game tomorrow, so be sure to stay tuned to the Tortuga social media channels and website. We will provide that information for you as soon as it becomes public information. That'll do it for us here tonight. Daytona has won back-to-back games for the first time in the second half. They've scored 20 runs in their last two games combined. And we can finally put that discussion in the rearview mirror. And as we said, after the final out, pretend like it never even happened. So for our quartet of owners, Reese Smith, Bob Fregol, Rick French, and Kyle McEwen, our GM, Jim Jaworski, and our entire cast of characters back at the Jack in Daytona Beach, I'm Justin Rock saying so long from Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium in Jupiter. Again, your final tonight. Daytona's won 2 in a row. They knock off the Hammerheads this evening, 9-2. We hope to have you with us again tomorrow night. But until then, enjoy the rest of your Friday evening. We'll talk to you on Saturday. So long, everybody.
Thank you for tuning in to Daytona Tortuga Baseball, affiliate of the Cincinnati Reds. This broadcast of Daytona Tortugas Baseball is a production of the Tortugas Radio Network in connection with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Daytona Tortugas or Minor League Baseball. This is the Tortuga Radio Network.